The Cyclones are back in action tonight at the Dutch in Wappingers Falls for the first of a six-game series against the Hudson Valley Renegades. Keith Rad with you on a Tuesday night, a cold Tuesday night up here at the Dutch on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Happy baseball night yet again. The Clones are hot. That is always the rallying cry. And you can sing it from the mountaintops right now because Brooklyn is currently tied for first place with Aberdeen in the North Division, and 6-3, having won four games in a row, really trounced the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, a divisional rival of Phillies Farm Club. It felt good last week in Coney Island to kind of get the band back together and see the fans again, but also for the Cyclones to play really, really well. Crisp baseball last week. So you enter this road trip, six games on the road tonight through Sunday. The Cyclones are hot. Renegades, okay, at 4-5, but listen, they're a Yankees affiliate. They'll get it straightened out. You just hope that it's not against the Brooklyn Cyclones. Tonight is the first of 30 games between these two teams. It's a six-gamer here at the Dutch. So for the Hudson Valley Renegades, who are being announced right now on the field, 4-5. They won 2 out of 3 in Greenville, South Carolina. That was that three-game series to start the year. Then they traveled all the way down to Rome, Georgia, to take on the Rome Braves, and lost 4 out of 6. So we'll have more pregame show coming up from the Dutch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Game one at the Dutch tonight. The Brooklyn Cyclones open up a six-game series with the New York Yankees affiliate, the Hudson Valley Renegades. And we chat with pitching coach A.J. Sager ahead of our 7:05 first pitch. I had to grab you, A.J., because the pitching staff's been otherworldly right now, and I hate to jinx it, but got to talk to you just that last week against Jersey Shore. The overall effort from this group, what did you notice?
Well, I think the thing we've done a good job of out of the gate is something that we emphasized in spring training from an organization, which was getting ahead of hitters. That concept's been around for a long time and proven successful. And I thought we've done a good job of executing that coming out of the gate. So I think that's the first thing is we put ourselves into good counts. And then I really am just kind of getting to know these guys. I saw them all in spring training, but spring training you see a lot of people, so now you kind of lock in on this group, and I think the stuff's pretty good too. So you're getting good counts with good stuff, and you know, some colder weather. I mean, there's some things that do help out, but no, I thought they did a really good job of executing the fundamentals.
Go back to last week. There was a 25 1/3 scoreless streak by the bullpen, and when that's happening, the relievers, there's a lot of pressure on them, but it seemed like they were stepping up. So when a group comes together like that, what do you make of it?
Well, I think it's a mature group. I know they're a little bit older, but just the way they carry themselves, and you know, not just the birth certificate, but I mean just the way they handle themselves. So I don't think they focus on the wrong things, which is a big part of that. But again, I thought a lot of it was fundamentally sound. it's always important early on that you can get that out of the bullpen because your starters aren't stretched out. So the bad combination is if you have short starters and then a ineffective bullpen, and sometimes that makes for some gray hair. But no, I thought the guys did a good job of covering their innings and pretty efficiently, so we were able to get consistent work without overwork and then come out on the good end of some of the scores too.
Now, you mentioned that is an organizational philosophy about getting ahead, and I noticed a couple of the guys, Hunter Parsons or an Evie Ruibal, or guys that were here last year that may have been a little surprised to be back again this year, but you can absolutely see their command, their drive to throw in strikes is there. So is it just kind of getting guys to trust their stuff, or how do you get them to get ahead?
I really think a lot of it is the emphasis on it, because like I said, it's nothing new that every pitching person I've been around for a long time has always talked about getting ahead and pitching in good counts. So the concept isn't new, but I've seen staffs and organizations who maybe emphasize it more than others. And John O. Arnold, our pitching coordinator, we came out of the gate with that philosophy, and I've been very strongly carrying it out. I mean, to hear it every day, we go over scouting reports of the other team, but we always close it with what are we going to do, and we're going to take care of what we control, and that's the counts. And so I do think there's something to be said for just the emphasis on it. And then I think another year older, some guys have cleaned up their deliveries a little bit and probably trust their stuff a little bit, so I think that does play into it. But to me, the biggest thing is that there's an emphasis put on it, and you have numbers to prove that it really does work if they try. It's a long-term investment. Sometimes you throw it over the plate and you do get hit, but long-term investment usually turns into a pretty good baseball card if you throw strikes.
Chatting with A.J. Sager on the pregame show, Cyclones and Renegades coming up at 7:05. This is your first year in the Mets organization. You're a Midwestern boy, spent some time with Toledo and Columbus and with the Tigers for many, many years. So what was that experience like, and now what is it like to be on the East Coast?
It was great. I played over there for about 4 years in the 90s and then coached at all levels and coordinated for 20 years. So it's an organization I'm very familiar with, and really have nothing but good things to say, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little bit excited after I found out I wasn't going to be back there to see what was out there. The interesting thing, which you kind of know, is the game's the same. There's a lot of personalities that are the same. It's just different faces. So it wasn't a big adjustment in that regard. It was just, I think, almost felt maybe like a little bit of a fresh start, re-energize myself maybe after I'd been doing it for a long time. And I was excited to get here. And then once I got here, the people were great, and I've enjoyed it.
In the game, you see nowadays coaches coming over from college, young coaches, coaches that are former players a couple of years out. Do you feel that you do have a little bit more of something to say as an experienced coach in a game where you see a lot of young guys kind of instructionally?
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing, too. I mean, that's a different perspective. Certainly, with the analytics has come aboard, and a lot of the younger guys are more experienced with that. And then you have guys like me who are more experienced with just being on the field and seeing. And if there's one thing I was good at, I was good at listening. So I was around a lot of really good pitching people, both as a player and as a coach, and I was smart enough to listen to them. The Phil Regans of the world and guys I learned a lot from. So I think that experience helps. I've always been excited about learning things that will help a player. So the analytical thing to me is something the last 3 or 4 years in the Tigers we bought into heavily, and I learned a lot. We had continued education on it. I mean, something I have a very good understanding of. So I'd like to think it's kind of the best of both worlds, that have seen a lot, have done a lot, have listened a lot, but I also have an understanding of how to look at science and see how that backs up what we're talking about.
So far, so good. It's the pitching coach, A.J. Sager. We'll have more next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. A night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Dutchess Stadium in Wappingers Falls, New York, just ahead of the first of six between the Cyclones and the Hudson Valley Renegades. It's time for our Down on the Farm report. It starts with the big guys, though. The Mets playing a pair today against San Francisco after last night's total washout in New York City. It was torrential there from about 8:30 on last night, so hopefully you didn't get too drenched last night. Well, two today. Again, Tylor Megill got roughed up in game one of the doubleheader, but his Metsies came back. Down 4-0, Mets scored three in the bottom of the fifth and then walked it off in the bottom of the tenth. A long first game of a long total day in Queens, but it was Francisco Lindor who got the job done, and the Mets are now 8-3, beating San Francisco. Again, San Francisco is one of the teams that, if you really want to be, you know, honest with yourself, you want to win the World Series, you got to go through L.A., you got to go through San Francisco. Just a really great first game for the Mets. Game two coming up a little bit later from Flushing, Max Scherzer against Logan Webb. Elsewhere on the farm, AAA Syracuse supposed to play Worcester tonight. That's the Boston affiliate. They got washed out up there. Syracuse, by the way, has started the season. They're just 1-10. So they'll play a doubleheader tomorrow in upstate New York. Double A Binghamton, 6 o'clock start at Portland. Our old buddy Mitch Reagan, who was a Cyclone in 2019 and a Cyclone last year, taking on the Boston affiliate at the Double A level. By the way, we do have a Boston affiliate at our level at High A. That's Greenville, South Carolina. Saw those guys last year. Probably won't see them again for a couple of seasons. And then the best team right now outside of us, it's a toss-up every single night in the farm system. Low A St. Lucie, 7-2. They've been great. And Dominic Hamill, one of the top 30 prospects in the organization, pitches tonight at Jupiter. It's a 6:30 start. So they just got going about 25 minutes ago. Jupiter, the affiliate of Miami, the Hammerheads down there. So everybody in action again, except for Triple A Syracuse. And just to take a look at some early numbers offensively in the organization with who's hot and who's doing what, outside of course, listening and watching the Cyclones on a nightly basis. But two players have really leapt to the forefront. One of them is Francisco Alvarez. He's number one, and he's number one playing like a guy who is ready for Triple A, ready for a little bit more. I mean, whatever school of thought you are with how fast you would like to see Francisco progress through the system, I guess is anybody's guess, because right now he has four home runs leading the way in that category, tied for the organizational lead in RBIs, and slugging percentage is 1,000, which is just insane when you think about that. The other guy that's been playing exceptionally well is the number six prospect, Alex Ramirez. He's the center fielder at Low A, leading those St. Lucie Mets. And again, he's a guy that we probably will see at the end of the year. So his batting average right now, again, small sample size, .485, and his on-base .528. He's been terrific down there with the baby Mets. It's time for the lineups, brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn near Barclays Center, located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan. Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. For the 6-3 Brooklyn Cyclones, led by Luis Rivera, the left fielder Rowdy Jordan will lead off. Wilmer Reyes, the shortstop, bats behind him. And then it's JT Schwartz and Brandon McIlwain going 3-4. Schwartz at first base tonight, McIlwain in right field hitting cleanup. Five-hitter, third baseman Nick Gattis, who's red hot. Then Jalen Palmer back in the lineup for the first time since last week. He got hit by a pitch in his hand, took a couple days, but Palmer back in the lineup tonight, batting sixth, playing center field. Jose Peroza, the second baseman, again for the fourth straight game. He'll bat seventh, and the bottom two guys. Catcher Matt O'Neill batting eighth, and Joe Swazi, the DH, batting ninth, with Dyson Acosta on the bump. Now for Hudson Valley, managed by first-year skipper Tyson Blazer. His team is 4-5. Center fielder Everson Pereira leads off. The catcher Austin Wells bats second, with Cooper Bowman, the shortstop, hitting third. First baseman Tyler Hardman bats fourth. James Nelson down from Double A, he'll hit fifth and play third base. Aldenis Sanchez, the left fielder, will bat sixth. DH Carlos Narvaez batting seventh. The second baseman and eight hitter, Eduardo Torrealba. And Pat DeMarco, who went to Poly Prep in Brooklyn, he'll bat ninth and play right field, with Blaine Abeda on the mound. California kid, has a perfect mustache and long hair flowing out of the back of his hat. He is that perfect old catfish hunter, 70s Yankees stash looking right-hander, warming up right now under these blue skies. There was some thought of snow today. I don't know if that was supposed to be a thing that would mess us up. Saw some stuff on social about that. Right now, there's not a cloud in the sky up above us. You can see some clouds over the foresty upstate New York trees out in the outfield and the hills off to the distance out in right field. I will say, though, it is cold tonight. It was 44 degrees at batting practice earlier today, about 2 hours ago, and right now it is 46, supposed to go down to 41 at 11 o'clock. And this whole week, unfortunately for the guys outside, will be like that, high of 50, low of 32, that kind of thing. So we shall see what's in store for April baseball, which, again, they're very similar to us in Coney Island like they are here. They never played this early before. So this is the coldest it's ever been, but also the earliest it's ever been. Both Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, Mets and Yankees affiliates, up from old summer short season ball back in the day. But we're ready to go from the Dutch as Rowdy Jordan in his road gray Cyclones uniform, the switch hitter batting left, hops into the box, takes a peek out at Blaine Abeyta. Tall righty, turns his feet, high kick, and the first pitch of the night is just off the plate for ball one, and we're underway a little early tonight at 7:02. It is the home opener for Hudson Valley. They were on the road for the first nine games of the season. Abeyta deals the 1-0, and Jordan takes outside for ball two. So a lot of pop and circumstance tonight. They have some big wigs from Dutchess County who were here today throwing out the first pitch, and some good fanfare leading up to tonight's 7:05 start. Abeyta deals the 2-0, and the backdoor breaking ball swivels in over the outside corner at 82 miles an hour for strike one. Jordan's been terrific at the top of the lineup. Nine games, nine hits. He's 9 for 32. Two doubles and two triples. Pitch in there for a strike to even the count at 2-2. Hudson Valley just 4-5. Last year they won the division and they really took it to Brooklyn. This year may be a little bit different. Here comes a 2-2. Jordan takes it in the dirt for ball three. So they took two out of three from Greenville. That was to open up the year, that Friday, Saturday, Sunday series to start 2022. Took two out of three from the Boston affiliate and then went down to Rome to take on the Braves affiliate and lost 4 out of 6. 3-2. Jordan works a walk. That pitch missed way outside at 81 miles an hour. So for the fourth time this year, Rowdy Jordan is aboard. Defensively behind Blaine Abeyta, Aldenis Sanchez in left. Everson Pereira plays center. Pat DeMarco out in right. James Nelson at the hot corner. Cooper Bowman at short. Eduardo Torrealba at second. Tyler Hartman at first. And Austin Wells. Can't believe Austin Wells is still here, but he is behind the plate doing the catching. Here's Wilmer Reyes with a runner at first base and nobody out. First one to him. Misses high and in. Slider off the plate for ball one. Wilmer 6 for 32 in nine games, hitting just 188. No extra base hits for Wilmer. Next pitch, swinging a line drive foul down the right field side. Out of play. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. Mentioned the Cyclones in those road gray uniforms. The Renegades wear the Yankees-like pinstripe uniform. So white top, white pant. With the Renegades written across the chest. Abeyta, working from the stretch, deals. And Wilmer fights it off foul to the right for strike two. Good number of top prospects are here with this Yankees affiliate. They host six of the top 30. And I mentioned Austin Wells. He is here because there's just a logjam of Yankees talent at the catching position. 1-2 to Wilmer, fouled away to the right side. Now Wells is the number 10 catching prospect in baseball. So you're thinking, okay, first of all, he's got to be pretty good, and he is. And he was here, I'd say, 90% of last year, and he's back this year. Just crazy. No score, top of the first. Runner on. The 1-2 pitch is lined towards short, and a leaping catch by Bowman for the out. Reyes hit it high, but not hard enough to get it over Bowman at the shortstop spot. So an L6. One-on-one out for the lefty first baseman, J.T. Schwartz. No score, top of the first. First of a six-game set, all 7:05 Saturday. We play 6:05, and they've taken care of us on Sundays. The 4:35 start will have to wait until the summer. We get a 2:05 this series on getaway day. Schwartz awaits. Here comes the first pitch, and it runs downstairs. One ball, no strikes. So Wells is the top guy on this club. He is officially the number four Yankees prospect in the system. So he's the number one guy here. And Josh Breaux, if you remember, the stud slugging catcher from last year, he's the guy at Double-A. So he's the one that's in the way. 1-0. Schwartz takes outside. Two balls, no strikes. That fastball missing at 93. Blaine Abeyta just missing off the plate. Yanks' number one prospect, by the way, is Anthony Volpe. And he is one of the top prospects in the sport. 2-0. Misses off the plate, so Schwartz has a 3-0 count. JT, by the way, 9 games, 7 for 25, hitting .280 with a triple, a homer, and 3 ribbies. One on, one out, top of the first inning. Schwartz with a slight open stance, points that bat straight up to the sky. Here comes the 3-0, and he takes a strike that kisses the outside corner at 93 miles an hour. Trace Sweeney is the number 5 Yankees prospect. He's here too, but he just jumped on the 7-day IL, so we will not see him this week. Runner goes, 3-1, taken inside for ball 4. So Jordan broke for second, but it doesn't matter. Schwartz is on base. 3 batters and 2 walks set up the Cyclones with 1 out. So you got number 4 and number 5. Then Everson Pereira, who is their center fielder tonight, he's the number 11 prospect. We saw him at the end of last year. He's a scary bat at the top of the lineup. And Cooper Bowman, the shortstop, he comes in at number 25. Here's Brandon McAway, who homered on Sunday. Pitch. Dots the outside corner at 93. No balls and a strike. McElwain, 6 games, 6 hits, including 2 doubles and a home run. Right now, his metrics are off the charts. It's been a great start to the year for the right-handed hitter. Pitch, front door slider, ripped down the left field line. It's a base hit in front of Sanchez. Jordan gets waved around third base. There will be no throw. McElwain delivers again. It's a single to left, an RBI single to left, and the Cyclones lead the Renegades 1-0. Clones jumping off the bus, jumping on the board to get this road trip started. Jordan walked and scored. Schwartz on the play could only get to second base. It was hit so hard by McElwain. So a 7th hit in 7 games for Brandon. And he's up to 3 RBIs. Blaine Abeyta in some trouble. The 23-year-old from Modesto, California faces Nick Gattis. Pitch. Nick swings, pops it foul into the seats. First base side for strike 1. We'll get into Abeyta in a moment, but Gattis 4 for 19 in 6 games. He is really coming on. You go back to Sunday's game, Gattis had a double and a sac fly, scored a run. Doubleheader game 2 had 2 hits. And Friday night, a 2-run double to left center field to basically win the game. Pitch caught on and missed. Big swing by Gattis. That was a 94-mile-an-hour heater. No balls, 2 strikes. Unfortunately, the video board has Nick Gattis' name and stats, but Dyson Acosta's headshot. So, yeah, opening day jitters for the video board. 0-2, Gattis lofts it in the sky. Behind the infield is shallow center. Bowman backpedaling and waiting for a call. Didn't get it. It drops. Schwartz running late from second to third is safe as he slides in head first. Now, I don't know if they got that call right, because it should have been a force play. It looked like Nelson stepped on third, and here come the Yankees coaching staff out of the first base dugout. And now Nick Gattis, they will say, is out. Okay. These umpires have got us confused. See if that is a... We'll see what's what here, because Gattis is walking off the field from first base. And Louis Rivera has come down from the third base coaching box to chat with the home plate umpire, Adam Clark. They may call this an infield fly, which would be nuts because the ball landed in center field. It hit the Hudson Valley logo in center field, which if you've been to Coney Island, you know Brooklyn has a logo in somewhat shallow center. Hudson Valley has something similar. So the only reason I would see this call benefiting the Cyclones is because, yeah, first and second, the ball drops. Oh, wait a minute. And now the base umpire has just made the throw-out signal call to somebody in the Brooklyn dugout. This is, I don't know what's happened in the last 30 seconds, but it's been crazy. Lane Culliver just made a signal to the Brooklyn dugout, and right now Louis Rivera is over to ask, who are you throwing out? And Culliver is looking in there, and he's throwing somebody out of the Brooklyn dugout, third base side. So Louis Rivera, we'll see who will emerge out of the dugout. But I think most folks are confused right now. I guess you call it an infield fly. That's the only reason I would understand that Gattis is out, because the ball, of course, dropped in shallow center field. So a member of the Cyclones coaching staff has been ejected from the game. So it is not a uniformed player, but a member of the coaching staff has just been thrown out. Now that is, again, really, really rare. And Chris Newell putting his arm around one of the members of the Cyclones staff who are heading now to the clubhouse in right field. Meanwhile, Blaine Abeda, the starting pitcher, is throwing some warm-up tosses. Okay, so that was a pretty chaotic last 4 or 5 minutes or so. So they did call it an infield fly. The runners advanced at their own peril. They waited for the ball to drop and then broke. So they're at second and third with two outs. So Gattis is out. It's second and third, two outs for the righty Jalen Palmer. The Cyclones have a 1-0 lead. Very, very peculiar. Beta holds the set, deals the pitch, and Palmer takes the slider strike at the letters, 0-1. Palmer in his first game back since Friday. Next pitch, he swings and fouls it back for strike two. He's 4-for-15 in five games, hitting .267. Max Vogel Freeman, by the way, was ejected from the game. So he is the Cyclones analytics man who assists Louis Rivera. He was ejected. 0-2. Breaking ball, a little bit high. One ball, two strikes. So Abeda is a strike away. Pitch caught on and missed. And Palmer down on strikes. Weird, weird top of the first. But the Cyclones do get one run on one hit. No errors, two walks, and two left. And one member of the Cyclones staff thrown out of the game in the first 5 minutes. We're done with a half. Brooklyn 1, Hudson Valley coming to bat on the Cyclones radio network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
This is Joe Swazi, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning we go. Brooklyn leads Hudson Valley 1-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network. Keith Rad with you. Brooklyn scored on an RBI single from Brandon McIlwain. And now Dyson Acosta will make his second start of 2022. And Dyson, the right-hander, is a top 30 prospect according to Baseball America. He is number 30 on that list, just checking in. He missed all of last year, suffering and recovering from Tommy John surgery. And before he went on the shelf, he was the kind of guy that was young in the system, short season, touching a little bit of low A, right where you start to make a name for yourself and a reputation. Right about the time he would jump into the top 30, that's when he got injured. So he's the kind of guy who's got great stuff. He just missed time. He missed 2020, he missed 2021. Sometimes the writers, the scouts forget about you. So Acosta, again, his season-long mission is to make sure you know that he is back. Everson Pereiro will lead off. He's a right-handed hitter. Stands in that box in that pinstripe uniform. Acosta peeks over his mitt, working tonight with Matt O'Neill, the catcher. First pitch misses down low. One ball, no strikes on Pereiro, who is one of the best hitters in the league out of the gate. Top five batting average at .394. He is 13 for 33. 1-0, he swings and stings it foul off to the right, over to the clubhouse. One ball, one strike. So here at the Dutch, it is a stadium that's been around since, I think, 1994 officially. Used to host Tampa Bay Rays most recently. Next toss, that's in the dirt for ball two. And it is a stadium that has been on the league's radar, that's MLB, for just some upgrades. An old short season team that needs to upgrade a little bit in the PDL. 2-1, cut on and missed at 93. Good velo from Acosta up in the zone. Two balls, two strikes. So they're currently making some space out in left field. And if you've been to the Dutch, you will notice it right away. 2-2 on the inside corner. Pereiro down looking. So Acosta just struck out one of the hottest hitters in the league to start his night. And he's off to a good one this evening. By the way, defensively, Nick Gattis at third, Wilmer Reyes at short, Jose Peroza at second, JT Schwartz at first, Matt O'Neill again doing the catching, and the outfield left to right, Rowdy Jordan, Jalen Palmer, and Brandon McIlwain. 1-0 Brooklyn, bottom of the first, base is empty, one out, pitch to Austin. Austin Wells takes outside, one ball, no strikes. So they have leveled a little bit of tree coverage out in left field. That is where they expect to build a second clubhouse, one for, of course, Hudson Valley and one for the visitors. 1-0. It's off the plate for ball two. They have built new batting cages, outdoor batting cages, so on a 44-degree day, you have to take your early work swings in the cold, but it's certainly a step up from the old days. The 2-0. Wells takes in the dirt for ball three. So they're currently trying here. I know it's folks have said it's taken a little bit longer than normal, but, and again, you're dealing with the county, you're dealing with moving money around, so it takes a little while to build and get the updates going. Here comes a 3-0, and it just misses outside. A four-pitch walk surrendered by Acosta. So Wells is aboard. By the way, Wells was just 7 for 31. He's not been playing great in his first eight games. A couple of doubles, but a lot of strikeouts for Wells. So he's aboard. One on, one out for the righty-hitting shortstop, Cooper Bowman. Bowman, one of the newbies to the organization, just drafted last year out of Louisville. Pitch takes down and in for ball one. Two homers in the first eight games for the number 25 prospect. Bowman, a native of Rapid City, South Dakota. It was a fourth-round pick last year by the Bombers. The 1-0. Here's a strike from Acosta on the inside corner at 93. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. 7 for 28, hitting .250. Eight strikeouts, seven walks, 5 for 5 in steals. It's a pretty balanced effort for Bowman. Pitch. Takes a letter-high strike on the inside corner. That was 93 again. Fans of the Dutch didn't love the call, but it's 1-2. Lights are on, but blue skies overhead. Orange sunset shading on the trees beyond the outfield wall. 1-2, front door breaker just missed. That was some pitch by Acosta. And it's 2-2. This vantage point, I am literally directly behind home plate, looking right over that umpire's shoulder. So if I was dressed in black right now, that probably would have been strike three. Acosta deals a 2-2. The pitch is ripped to the gap in left center field. Nobody's going to get to it. It's a one-hopper up against the fence. Wells heading to third base. They're going to wave him home. The throw to the cutoff man bounces away from Brooklyn. And a run scores. Bowman drives in Wells to tie the game with an RBI double to right center field. And we're even up at a run apiece. Bowman saw strike three. I think he knows it. I think the Renegades know it. Acosta certainly knows it. So Dyson had to throw him an extra pitch, and Bowman took him almost deep to right center field. Wells scores from first on the play. One on and one out for Tyler Hardman, the first baseman. So Hardman hops in. He struggled. He's hitting in the cleanup spot, but just 3-for-27 with 2 doubles, 13 strikeouts in 9 games. Costa deals. Pitch way inside at 94 for ball one. First we are seeing of Tyler Hardman. He was a fifth rounder last year. He's a California native. Comes the pitch, and Acosta misses inside for ball two. Bottom of the first inning tied at one. Hardman out of the University of Oklahoma, so a Big 12 conference player and an excellent hitter. Acosta deals the 2-0 and misses with a soft one down and out for ball three. So Acosta, really something switched. As soon as he missed that call, that two-strike, no-strike-three front-door slider to Bowman, things have shifted. 3-0. This one ripped in the shortstop hole. Base hit to left field. Bowman got a late start. He just gets to third now as the throw whips in from Jordan and left. So a base hit by Hardman. And the Yankees affiliate has him at first and third with one out. 3-0 swings, they are nothing out of the ordinary for the Renegades. The Yankees will preach, a swing. Get a pitch you like, have a plan, but swing as hard as you can all the time. And I know that sounds dramatic, but it is quite accurate for this, not just team, but organization. They swing. Here's James Nelson. Runners at the corners, he takes a front door breaking ball for strike one. And the reason I know that is because the Renegades swingers strike out like you wouldn't believe. Here comes the 0-1. And the fastball tapping the ground of the shortstop. Reyes has it for second, for one. Throw to first, not in time. So a run scores. Cyclones would have got out of the inning if they connected on the 6-4-3 DP. Couldn't do it. And it's 2-1 Renegades. Nelson reaches on the RBI fielder's choice. Bowman scores from third base. Hardman is out 6-4. So the Clones' 1-0 lead has evaporated. Here is the sixth hitter, Aldenis Sanchez. Throw over to first base, and Nelson dives back in. So the series where the Renegades just came from in Rome, they struck out an average of 13 times a game, which is too many. Cyclones, by the way, have maybe touched 10 once already. Pitch. Strike on the inside corner to the righty. Nothing in one. 13 strikeouts is a lot. And if you're a Yankee fan listening to us, you know that the Yankees have been bitten by the strikeout bug, but it's just a philosophy. Get your best swing on it no matter the count. 0-1. That misses down and in on Sanchez. One ball, one strike. Two to one Renegades. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Runner at first base with two outs. 1-1 pitch. Miss tying in on Sanchez for ball two. Now Sanchez at the dish. He's had a pretty good start to the season. 6-for-26 in 7 games, but a homer he's driven in 5 and has stolen 5 out of 6. Acosta laboring, the 2-1, fouled off at the plate. Got a piece of O'Neill. It's pretty cold back there tonight. O'Neill might have taken that one on the quad just above the shin guard. And he's behind home plate, kind of limping and walking it off. Gets back to the catching box. It's cold, man. So anything that you hit off the end of the bat hurts like heck. Anything that is a ball off your leg, if you're a catcher, you get a foul tip. It just doesn't feel good. Cyclones have the bullpen up and moving in the first inning. Acosta has thrown 25 pitches. So O'Neill is back. He lays the sign out. It'll be a 2-2 with two outs. Pitch in the dirt. Good stop by Matt. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Nelson leads off first. He's the only guy aboard. Sanchez waves that bat. Acosta holds the set. No hold on the runner at first. There he goes. Pitch taken for strike 3 across the plate. Front door breaking ball. Sanchez took one too many. Renegades take the lead. 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 1 left. Yanks affiliate leading the Mets affiliate 2-1 after 1 from Dutchess Stadium at the Dutch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hola, Brooklyn. Me llamo Junior. Estás escuchando el radio de los Brooklyn Cyclones.
Renegades lead the Cyclones 2-1 as we float on to the top of the second inning at Dutchess Stadium on a Tuesday night in New York. Keith Rad with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn took a 1-0 lead on Brandon McIlwain's RBI single to left field. Dyson Acosta coughed it up. RBI double by Cooper Bowman and an RBI fielder's choice by James Nelson. So in the frame, Cyclones will send up 7, 8, and 9. Did a fine job getting aboard in that first inning against Blaine Abeda. It'll be Peroza, O'Neill, and Swazi. Sunset skies at the Dutch. 2 stanchions out in left, 2 in right, shining down on us. Some clouds overhead with the reflective oranges and purples off the sunset. Sun going down right behind home plate. Peroza digs in. Here's the righty's first pitch. And the front door slider whips in there at 82 miles an hour for strike 1. Peroza's still looking to get through this slow start. He is 5-for-26 in 8 games, hitting 192. 10 strikeouts in 8 games as well for Peroza. He's been bitten by that bug too much. Abeda, the righty, deals downhill. The 0-1 caught on and miss. Big high breaking ball for strike 2. So Abeda on the bump. He's 6'1", 185 pounds, 23 years old. Undrafted free agent signing in 2020. 0-2. Peroza cuts and misses. Soft stuff down and away. And Jose heads back to the third base dugout. 2-1 lead for the Renegades. Hudson Valley in front. Top of the second inning. One out. Base is empty. And here's the catcher, Matt O'Neill. Right out of the state of New Jersey. Went to University of Pennsylvania. Abeta fires away. And O'Neill takes a little bit low for ball one. O'Neill, three games, 0 for 6. Does have three walks. That is his M.O., taking walks, getting on base, even if it means no hits. Infield is back. Here comes a kick in the 1-0. That's outside, ball two. So Abeta out of Modesto, California, started his college career at Modesto Junior College and then transferred to Nevada. That's where he kind of got noticed a little bit by the Yanks. That was in 2020. 2-0. And O'Neill takes a breaking ball, strike 2-1. So he goes to Nevada during the COVID year and gets noticed, but again doesn't play very much because Nevada's season was shortened. 2-1. O'Neill swings, hits a ground ball to the third baseman. James Nelson fields behind the back, throws low to first, and it bounces away from Hardman. E5. So Nelson fielded it cleanly and just threw low. So O'Neill is aboard. Cyclones catch a break. It'll be one on and one out for Joe Swazi. Nelson, by the way, who was here last year, started the season with AA Somerset, just played two games over the first nine, wasn't getting that much time. And when Sweeney went on the 7-day, they brought him down to get him some at-bats. First pitch to Swazi, fastball strike at 94, pierces the outside corner, nothing in one. Swazi 1-for-12, didn't play on Sunday, played on Saturday, hit a near 400-foot home run to left field for his only hit. Pitch in the dirt. One ball, one strike. So that 2020 season, it's funny these two are at the plate meeting each other because Swazi and Abeta were both in the same conversation as far as guys that if that draft was a little bit longer than five rounds would have got taken. Both signed in 2020 with their respective orgs. 1-1. Front door breaking ball, missed too far inside, right near Swazi's shoulder. Two balls and a strike. Abeta last year pitched with low A tempo, 14 games, 7 starts. Strikeout rate through the roof, but his walk rate was very high. Swazi waves the bat, 2-1. Pitch chopped foul behind the plate. So last year struck out 29% of hitters, which was 59 strikeouts in 46 innings. But 32 walks, it's just too high. That was a walk rate of 16%. Again, if you're a pitcher, 5% would be gorgeous. 7% would be fine. Anything north of 8, too many walks. And he had 16%. 2-2, way inside. Swazi had to get out of the way of that one late. He thought it was going to bend in, so he hung in there. Took it inside. Three balls, two strikes. Runner at first base with one out. Brooklyn at the plate, trailing 2-1 in the top of the second inning. Abeta's payoff. Breaking ball ripped off Nelson's diving glove attempt down the third baseline, and it rolls into left field. O'Neill going from first to third, and they're going to hold him right there. Swazi pulls into second base with a double. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. Swazi ripped it right down the left field line. It was a great leaping, diving drive by James Nelson. It actually hit off his glove, and everybody froze for a second. And then once it hit the glove, it trickled down the line even further. And it was a long run for him and Sanchez coming from left field to run all the way to foul territory and go grab it by that sidewall. So you give Swaz a double. Here's Rowdy Jordan, top of the order. Pitch. He swings. It's a ground ball to the right side. This will score a run. Torrealba fields at second. Throws to first in time for the out. But on the play, O'Neill able to cross home plate running by to tie the game at 2. So you give Jordan his 7th RBI. Swazi on the play goes from second to third. So two outs for Wilmer Reyes, who with one swing tries to sneak a base hit by this infield, could give Brooklyn the lead right back. We've had a lot of runs between these two teams so far. 4 runs, 4 hits already. Wilmer lined out his first time. The initial offering is down in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Beta has really labored over these first two innings or so. And last year, again, he threw a lot of innings, 46 innings, went to the Fall League, which is always a thumbs up. It means they like you. And he just didn't pitch well. Next toss, Reyes pushes it down the right field line. It is a base hit. This scores Swazi, and Brooklyn is back in front. So Reyes, with his first RBI of the season, makes it 3-2 Cyclones in the top of the second inning. And we've had runs galore. Cyclones, I know they gave up two in the bottom of the first inning, but they are hot. They've won four games in a row, tied with Aberdeen for first place 9 games into the season. And they've come to play. They have responded, even go back to last week, every single time. So here's Schwartz with a runner at first. Pitch. JT takes a fastball strike at 93. Right in there on the hands. Nothing in one. Schwartz walked his first time. Wilmer takes the leadoff first, held on by Hardman. Pitch. There goes Reyes. It is fouled away to the right side. So Wilmer, I'm sure he is thrilled. You get that, you have the tying RBI by Jordan, then the next at bat, playing with house money. You've already tied the game, runner at third, just put a good swing together, and Reyes did it, and he has been really struggling. So very nice to see him get off the schneid. Takes his lead. Schwartz behind 0-2. A beta deals and misses down and out for ball one. Beta standing sideways on the mound, swivels his torso to face up the catcher and get the signs from Austin Wells. And time called by Schwartz. Called by Wells. I think he called for time because that pitch clock out in center field was getting down towards zero. So Beta has his sign. Runner goes again. Pitch is called. Strike three. Schwartz took one over the back door. But the Cyclones take the lead right back. They go 2 runs, 2 hits, 1 big error, and 1 left. Brooklyn takes a 3-2 lead after an inning and a half at the Dutch. Back after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code CYCLONES at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
So the Clones are back in front. Brooklyn leads Hudson Valley 3-2 as we go to the bottom of the second inning from Dutchess Stadium. Keith Radwithi with you for game one of this 6-game series. All these games are always big with Hudson Valley. And it's even why last week's results of Brooklyn taking 5 out of 6 from Jersey Shore, so colossal. And the reason it's colossal is because you need to find somebody in the division you can win your games against, because you never have any promises when you're talking about taking on Hudson Valley. And this first game of 30 already has shown us that these games are going to be just epic as always. Here's Carlos Narvaez, the righty-hitting catcher. First pitch from Dyson Acosta. This is down low with the slider for ball one. first of 30. And I mean, I'm talking about playoffs and implications. All 30 will end up being nuts. The 1-0 misses off the plate for ball two. So it's Narvaez, Torrealba, and DeMarco 7, 8, and 9. Carlos was 4 for 23 over his first six games. He's the DH tonight. Here's the 2-0. And Acosta misses in for ball three. So you don't want to really look ahead, but they have positioned these series all over this schedule. Next toss is inside for ball four. So a leadoff walk surrendered by Acosta. Certainly not what you want to do. The middle of the season, where we will cut the year in half, comes in June. So if you take that number, you run it right across. It'll be in the middle of a Jersey Shore series. The Cyclones play Hudson Valley this series, and then at home in May, and then they will not see Hudson Valley until that second half of the year. They'll come back up here twice and see Hudson Valley at home once. Here's Torrealba, Brooklyn ahead 3-2, bottom of the second inning. Pitch. Righty takes in the dirt. Good stop by O'Neill for ball one. So you want to get them now while you can, because the three series coming up later on. And if you're a new fan, if you're just jumping aboard, always crazy games that there'll be one thing in the first inning and something completely different in the ninth. Acosta holds the set chin high. The 1-0 way inside. Torrealba hops backward out of the way for ball two. And now O'Neill, the catcher, goes out to talk to Acosta, who knows he's kind of all over the place right now. He's even jumping around on the mound. It is cold tonight, very cold. And Acosta threw last Wednesday, which was kind of a mellow night as far as temperature is concerned. Looking back in my book, it's about 51 degrees. Well, tonight it's about 42, 43 up here right now. So maybe having something to do with it. It's just not easy to get comfortable out there. Meeting is adjourned. Torrealba awaiting the 2-0. Pitch. Here's a strike by Acosta. 2-1. Torrealba, the second baseman, 6 hits in 5 games. 6 for 19, hitting .316 with a double. Next pitch on the inside corner. Torrealba tried to backpedal out of the way of that one, but 91 just caught the inside edge. Good frame job by Matt O'Neill to get the call. O'Neill peeks his head over to the third base dugout, gets the sign, and relays it out to Acosta. Navarre's off first. Pitch, breaking ball low. Good pitch from Acosta, but downstairs. So that runs the count full. Dyson did not last very long in his first outing. He went out to start the third inning, walked the first guy, and then came out. Here comes the payoff, and it misses down and in, ball four. So Acosta's walk, back-to-back base runners, back-to-back batters, I should say, put on two free base runners in the bottom of the second inning. And again, we are just talking about traffic and runs and hits and walks and lots of action in the early portion of this game. It was 1-0 Brooklyn, then 2-1 Hudson Valley, now 3-2 Brooklyn. That could change. Nobody out, bottom of the second. First and second for righty Pat DeMarco. Pitch. DeMarco swings, pops it up, left side of the infield. Gattis and Reyes drifting back, and in shallow left, Reyes makes the call and the catch. So they put away DeMarco. Pat 8 for 28 over 7 games with a double and 2 RBIs. And now back to the top of the lineup for Everson Pereira. So this is the dangerous part of the lineup. You've set the table now with Pereira, the bottom three guys, two of them getting on, and now you have to deal with Pereira and Wells. These guys can hit the ball out of the ballpark. Acosta deals to Pereira. He swings and rolls one toward short. Reyes charges, throws to second for one. Perosa to first. Double play. just what the doctor ordered against a nasty part of the lineup for Dyson Acosta. He dials up a beauty. No runs, no hits, two walks, and one left. Our first scoreless inning of the night. How many will there be? I'm going to guess not too many. We go to the third. It's 3-2 Brooklyn in Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
After the third inning, Cyclones come to the plate, leading Hudson Valley 3-2 on the Cyclones Radio Network. Starter for Hudson Valley still out there, Blaine Abeda, lasted just four innings last time. Neither of the starters tonight, between Abeda and Acosta, have been all that effective. And so early in the year, starters not totally stretched out. They may not see these guys for too long in this game, but it is the first game of the series. You don't want to start blowing into your bullpen right away. But I just get that vibe that these guys may not be out there for very long. Cyclones looking to pounce. Brandon McIlwain leads off. Again, Brooklyn ahead 3-2. Here comes the first toss, and McIlwain takes way inside, shoots his elbows up and out of the way of that one. One ball, no strikes. McIlwain drove in Rowdy Jordan with a single to left field back in the first inning. Goes without batting gloves. Here comes the 1-0. And tight again. And the Abeda misses for ball two. On a cold night tonight, McIlwain has decided to go with the light hoodie underneath that pops out of the top of the back of his jersey, just over his number. 2-0. It hit him on the back. Three pitches in, one of them that hit him. And now McIlwain takes a look at the pitcher. It's a cold night. He got pitches up and in, and McIlwain just didn't like it. And he picks up his helmet that fell off when he doubled over, got hit with that one, and walks down to first base with Chris Newell. So, again, no intent, obviously, but the first pitch missed in. He twisted out of the way of that one. Second pitch was in, and then the third one hit him on the back. Just no one wants to get thrown at or hit. And McIlwain was the victim of all three, unfortunately. So McIlwain is aboard. Cyclones have had somebody on and somebody in every inning. It's the top of the third inning. Clones by a run. Here's Nick Gattis with nobody out. Abeda deals, and the slider drifts off the plate for ball one. Take a look at what's going on in the league tonight. Everybody in action. No weather has affected anybody else. We're in first place with Aberdeen. Cyclones and Ironbirds are in first. Pitch. It's outside for ball two. Aberdeen is at First National Bank Field in Greensboro, North Carolina. Take on the Grasshoppers. It's the Pittsburgh affiliate. And by the way, now in the North Division, effective this year. 2-0. Down and out for ball three. So Aberdeen, top of the fifth, trailing Greensboro 4-3. Greensboro is starting the year 4-5, and they will be in Brooklyn this year. We won't go there this year, but they'll be in Coney Island in 2022. 3-0. And a breaking ball swirls over the plate for a strike. Elsewhere in our league, Wilmington is hosting Hickory, top of the fourth inning. It's 3-1 Crawdad. That's the Texas Rangers affiliate ahead of the Nats. Pitch on the inside corner for strike two. So Abeda has gone from 3-0 to 3-2. Top of the fourth at Jersey Shore. We just trounced the Blue Claws, who are now 1-8 And the Claws leading Asheville 5-2, top of the fourth. Runner goes, pitch is cut on and fouled away to the right side. Three balls, two strikes. Greenville hosting Winston-Salem, top of the fourth. The Red Sox affiliate, the Greenville Drive, has a 3-0 lead against the White Sox affiliate, the Winston-Salem Dash. Gaddis awaits a 3-2. Here it comes, and it misses inside, ball four. These starters are having identical nights. They're just not getting off to a good start and dealing with a lot of pitches, deep counts, and a lot of traffic on the base paths. So final score to look at, it's the best team in the league. Brooklyn would like to think they're the best team, but not so fast, not so far. It is the 8-1 Bowling Green Hot Rods hosting Rome at Bowling Green Ballpark in Kentucky. Bottom of the third inning, no score. We'll see Bowling Green in Brooklyn next week. Here's Jalen Palmer. First and second, nobody out. First pitch misses inside, and Palmer skirts backward. So Abate has lost the strike zone. He was throwing into McElwain. That wasn't working. So he threw away to Gaddis. That wasn't working. 1-0 to Palmer. Jalen takes a strike, throwing to second base. McElwain breaks for third, and he dives in safely without a play. Wells tried to backpick him at second, threw down, and Torrey Alba ran over, caught it, and then didn't even have a chance to throw to third base. So you give McElwain a steal. It was a strike on Palmer right down the middle of the plate, so Wells thought, hey, McElwain's getting too far off second, let me throw down. And McElwain, it's a great instinctual read. If you want to go, you got to go right away, and he did. 1-1. At the knees, fastball strike at 94. Hits the glove on Palmer. Cyclones did not like that call, barking a bit from their dugout. Brooklyn 3, Hudson Valley 2, top of the third inning. Pitch. Palmer drives it foul, deep down the right field line, over towards the clubhouse, and out of play. So, yes, we'll see Bowling Green. That's the Tampa Bay Rays affiliate. Next week, Cyclones will be in Bowling Green the last week of May. Abeta holds a set belt high. Runners at the corners. Pitch. Swung on. Popped up down the right field line, heading towards foul territory. DeMarco over, and he's not going to get to it. It drops foul. Foul by 2 feet. So the reason that's so interesting that we see Bowling Green right after this is because some of those guys may be former Renegades. Tampa Bay was here for a number of years, and their last affiliated year at the Dutch as Renegades was 2019. In fact, Brooklyn had to go through them to get to the championship series and win the title in short season. Palmer awaits. Here's the 1-2. The fastball is off the plate at 95. Fastest pitch we've seen from Abeta, 2-2. Behind Abeta, a lefty warming up in the bullpen down the right field line in foul territory. Pitch. Missed inside. Palmer gets out of the way of that one. 3-2. So Blaine Abeta has totally missed and lost the inside corner. Wells sets up away. 3-2 pitch. Runner goes towards second. Palmer swings and fouls it back to the top of the netting. Gaddis is at first. Has to come all the way back down from second where he broke. Cyclones leading by a run. Nobody out, top three. Palmer, who struck out swinging his last time, trying to avoid that fate. Here comes the pitch. Runner goes again. It's strike three called. Throw down to second base. Here comes McElwain towards the plate. Here's the throw from second. The tag is applied, and McElwain is out. Slid right into it, and Wells put it down on him. So it's a strike him out, tag him out, double play. Palmer down on strikes, and McElwain is thrown out. 2-4-2 at the plate. Gaddis ends up at second. So the Cyclones run themselves into an out, trying to work the double steal. Here's Peroza. Gaddis off second. Pitch. Peroza fouls it sharply to the right side, just over the Hudson Valley dugout for strike one. So on that play, you had Gaddis breaking first. Pitch came. Palmer took it. And Wells threw down to second. As soon as he threw down, McIlwain broke. And Torrey Alba, the second baseman covering, just came right through and threw it right back to Wells. Pitch. Down low. Ooh, on the outside corner for a strike. And now Louis Rivera comes down from third, and he cannot believe it. And, in fact, he's telling his own guys in the dugout to keep quiet. That pitch was down and out, and called a strike on Peroza. Two outs, the 0-2. Fouled back. Now, as a broadcaster, you're calling every single pitch, and so you start to feel out the zone. And I'm trying to feel out Adam Clark's zone all night. I thought I had it. That one was outside the parameters of what I thought he was calling tonight. So Gattis, who walked, is at second base. Time is called by the catcher, Austin Wells. Open stance for Peroza, who struck out his first time. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball, cut on and missed. And Peroza down on strikes. No runs, no hits, one walk, and one left. We are done with 2.5 innings of play. It's 3-2 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Nothing says history quite like Brooklyn. From Robinson to Koufax, this city has seen some miraculous moments. Now, it's your turn to get in on the action with World Record Wednesday. Every Cyclones Wednesday home game, we write more Brooklyn history by setting a world record. From the most people simultaneously tying their shoes to setting the mark for the largest air drum ensemble, your trip to the ballpark will be legendary. World Record Wednesday, take your place in history.
Dyson Acosta back out for the bottom of the third inning. Brooklyn leading Hudson Valley 3-2 on the Cyclones Radio Network. And Acosta is trying to hold on to this lead for the second consecutive inning. Posted a zero in the bottom of the second. Even though it did not start out great, back-to-back walks against the bottom of the order. He did get a pop out and got Hudson Valley to roll into a double play.
We got a winner!
First home game of the year at Dutchess Stadium, so they're working out the kinks of their between inning contest. They had the stroller derby up the first baseline. Trying to get these parents to roll a stroller to the finish line. Everybody, including our promotion staff throughout the leagues, are getting used to the pitch clock and the timer in between innings. Players are ready to go, and somebody somewhere is dancing on the field or pushing a stroller around Wappinger's balls. So finally we get to go to the bottom of the third inning, and this will bring up lefty catcher Austin Wells. It's Wells, Bowman, and Hardman, 2, 3, and 4. Acosta out of the wine, deals his first pitch, and Wells swings and bangs a base hit right up the middle to the right of second base. So Wells been on twice. Again, the numbers that he posted on the road just didn't get off to a great start, but he will eventually come around. And it's starting to look like that tonight. Gave you a look at the league scoreboard. We'll take a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard. Tonight, AAA Syracuse washed out with Worcester. They're postponed, so they'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. Here's Cooper Bowman, who doubled in a run his first time. He's a right-handed hitter, and he takes a little bit high for ball one. Double-A Binghamton opening up a six-game series on the road in Portland, trailing 5-3 about halfway through the ballgame. Pitch. And a strike taken by Bowman at the knees. One ball, one strike. It's actually top of the seventh already. Portland in front. Ronnie Mauricio has hit three doubles. Mitch Reagan struck out five over four innings, but gave up two of the five runs. 1-1. Swinging a jam shot foul to the right side. Onto the concourse. One ball, two strikes. So Bingo walking into that series 3-5 against a Portland team that is 4-5. Top of the seventh inning in Jupiter, Florida. St. Lucie, who's 7-2, is on the road, trailing 3-1 to the Hammerheads. Wells off first, hopping around. Pitch gets by O'Neill and back to the screen. And Wells got a bad read. It bounced off the back wall and right back to O'Neill. What a ricochet for the Cyclones. That was as golden and as easy an opportunity for Wells to go to second base, but it just ricocheted right off the wall like a trampoline. So 2-2 on the righty Bowman, who again deposited one in the gap in right center. Split the outfielders. 2-2. Missed in tight. That time O'Neill got to it down and in. By the way, the St. Lucie run came via a Carlos Dominguez home run. His third already. 22-year-old out of the Dominican. He's had a terrific year. That whole lineup has been really, really good. Give you a Mets score in a second. 3-2 pitch, high and in. So a single and a walk as Bowman reaches. And Dyson has had trouble really all night. But for the second consecutive start, trouble to start the third inning. Mets won the opener against San Francisco 5-4. A walk-off winner in 10. Francisco Lindor driving in the winning run. Game 2 features Max Scherzer against Logan Webb. They're scoreless bottom two. Here's Tyler Hardman, right-handed hitter. 3-2 Brooklyn, bottom three. Pitch. Hardman cuts and misses. Big swing from the righty for strike one. So Bowman at first. Wells at second base, nobody out. Hardman single to left his first time. Brooklyn has the bullpen up behind Acosta. Here comes the pitch. Way upstairs. One ball, one strike. Acosta's thrown 47 pitches. Talked to A.J. Sager last week ahead of the Wednesday start for Acosta. Saw about 6 days of rest. He expected 45 pitches last week. Runners go. Pitches all the way back to the screen. It'll be a double steal and ball two. So Acosta certainly gave O'Neill no chance. Both runners got an insanely great jump. Dyson's leg kick just way too high and his cadence way too obvious. As Dyson was about to lift his leg, both runners broke. So they have been timing him beautifully. By the way, there's nobody out. So two balls and a strike. Acosta peaks at third. Deals home. Pitch fouled back. Big cut by Tyler Hardman. He's a big man. 6'3", 204 pounds. Hardman wearing a quarterback hand warmer pouch. You know those things that the quarterbacks in the NFL wear around their belt to keep the hands warm? He's got that behind his back. Belt high. Acosta's 2-2. Way upstairs. Three balls, two strikes. Runs across the first three half innings. And nothing since. The bottom three. Renegades once again boiling the water on Acosta. 3-2. Down in the dirt, he walked him. Acosta's got to be done. He has just lost any kind of effectiveness. Wells a single, Bowman a walk on a 3-2 pitch, and Hartman a walk. And here comes A.J. Sager for at least a conversation that will allow his bullpen to get a little bit more warm on a cold night. A.J. takes the very long walk and brings the entire Brooklyn infield together. So this is ahead of an at-bat to James Nelson. James is a pretty good hitter, pretty good home run hitter as well. The reason I say that is because last year he was part of this team that would blitz you. They hit a lot of home runs last year here. And Nelson was certainly part of that. Had one of his career better years with 6 home runs in just 77 games. So, again, he was not an everyday player, but when he got in there, he hit him almost to the tune of once every 10 games. So Sager is done. Goes back to the dugout. Acosta will face at least one more hitter. Bases juiced, nobody out. Bottom three. 3-2 Cyclones. Corners are in. Pitch to Nelson. Inside for ball one. Stadium lights are illuminating the playing surface as we have lost all sunshine. It's getting darker and darker and darker above. Here's the 1-0. Pitch to Nelson is fouled back. So one ball, one strike. Nelson drove in a run his first time. RBI fielder's choice. That made it 2-1. Big spot again. The 1-1. He swings. It's a broken back grounder to second base. Peroza fields. Throws to second for a one on to first. Double play. But a run scores to tie the game as Wells crosses the plate. So two outs are recorded. The inning, of course, continues. Nelson is not credited with an RBI, but he ties the game at 3, just putting it in play. Bowman survives all of it, goes from second to third. So it is a 4-6-3 double play. Second one dialed up by Dyson Acosta. Now the Cyclones are hoping, praying, and crossing their fingers that they can get Dyson through 3. Here's Aldenis Sanchez. Runner at third, 2 outs. Pitch to Aldenis, a little bit high for ball 1. Struck out looking his first time to end the first inning. That was a while back. Costs his second and only 2 strikeouts of the night. 1-0. Swinging a high fly towards right center. McElwain, Palmer coming together. It's McElwain from right field to make the call and the catch in the gap to end the inning. Well, it could have been a lot worse for Acosta. He gives up 1 run on 1 hit. No errors and 1 left. But Hudson Valley has tied the game. We've had ties, lead changes, up the yin-yang as we go to the 4th inning. Tied at 3 at the Dutch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature 2 tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Renegades go to the bullpen first as we go to the top of the 4th inning, tied at 3. Cyclones and Renegades even though it has been a back-and-forth contest all night long. Left-hander Edgar Barkley comes on out of the bullpen. He'll face Matt O'Neill, Joe Swazi, and then the top of the order. First pitch misses outside for ball one. So Neal reached on an E5 and scored his first time. It was a big one on a ground ball to James Nelson. Pitch. He swings, shoots it foul to the right side. One ball, one strike. So as Barkley gets through his first pitches, we'll wrap up the line on Abeda. Blaine Abeda went three innings, three runs, one earned. Here comes the 1-1, and O'Neill takes high for ball two. Three runs, one earned, three hits, three walks. That really killed him and killed his pitch count, and five strikeouts. Next toss, cut on and chop foul at the plate. 2-2. So I mentioned at the beginning, the outset, that his strikeout rate really is fine. It was pretty good. He faced 16 hitters and struck out five of them, so about a 30% strikeout rate. 2-2. O'Neill swings, chops one on the ground of the shortstop. Bowman reaches out, and it's past him into center field. Base hit. O'Neill riding a little turf monster right up the middle. And he has himself his first hit of 2022. So O'Neill finally on the board. Let's bring up Joe Swazi. We're tied at three, top of the fourth inning. So Abeda strikes out five of the 16 and walks three of the 16. It's about what his numbers have been since we've seen him in the pros. Swaz doubled his first time down the left field line. Pitch, he cuts and misses for strike one. O'Neill at first base came around to third on that double, and then scored on the Rowdy Jordan ground out. Jordan on deck. 0-1. Swazi fouls back the soft one at 79 miles an hour. Nothing in two. So Edgar Barkley, who we saw a lot last year, he started in Tampa. That's the low-A affiliate of the Yanks, like St. Lucie is, and then came up here. 0-2. Way inside, Swazi gets out of the way. Another one high and in. Brooklyn hitters have not liked that tonight. McElwain got hit in the back his last at bat. Swazi waves the bat, the 1-2. On the outside corner, 77-mile-an-hour changeup for strike three. And Swaz with a word or two for Adam Clark, the home plate umpire. Sixth strikeout for Cyclones hitters. One down in the top of the fourth. So Barkley now with his first out. He'll face Rowdy Jordan as the Cyclones will bat for the third time through the order. Jordan's first at bat from the right side of the game. First offering, he cuts and misses at a soft one for strike one. Jordan productive again. It's night after night for the former Mississippi State Bulldog. He walked and scored to lead off the game, then drove in a run in his second at bat. O'Neill off first, tied at three, top of the fourth. Barkley rocks and deals. The pitch caught on and tipped into the glove for strike two. Barkley a little bit more seasoned than Abeda as far as being a strike thrower. He's pitching for the fourth time already. Holds the set. The lefty deals. Pitch caught on and missed. He puts Jordan away on three pitches. And a lot of soft stuff. Yeah, Yankees pitchers are known for certainly throwing hard. You know, throwing, you know, say pitching backwards, throwing the soft stuff early and the hard stuff late. They usually pitch forwards, if you will, or as natural and as normal as you'd expect. But Barkley a little bit different than that. So he's coming with a lot of soft stuff in relief. So two down. Here's Wilmer Reyes. Tied at three. Runner at first base. First pitch to Wilmer. Cuts and misses at a good breaking ball down and in. That was 78 miles an hour from Edgar Barkley. Former Yanks 15th round pick the year before the pandemic in 2019 at a Cal State Bakersfield. He's 23 years old. Pitch. Wilmer swings and tips it into the mitt. That was at 76 miles an hour, and it's nothing in two. So Cyclones have to be on their toes, facing the guy throwing 93-95. Now Barkley throwing junk. 0-2. Reyes chases way outside. Good change up at 80, and Barkley strikes out three in the frame and strands O'Neill at first base. 3.5 innings through at the Dutch. Brooklyn 3, Hudson Valley 3. Yanks and Mets affiliates all tied up on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering Baseball You Can Drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Home half of the fourth inning at Dutchess Stadium. My name is Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Tied up at three apiece. Dyson Acosta's night has come to an end. Brooklyn will go to the bullpen for the Michigan native right-hander Nolan Klenny. So getting Klenny a little bit of work. He actually threw on Saturday. So of all the guys that kind of need some work, Colby Morris is one of them. He hasn't pitched in about 5 days. He's the most well-rested in the pen. The thing about Morris is, though, he's a really great long man. And so you need him when you least expect to need him, but you kind of always want him on guard. So they'll keep Morris at least for now. They might be trying to bridge the gap here for Dyson Acosta. So I'll give you the final line on Acosta as Klenny gets set to face Hudson Valley. It'll be 7, 8, and 9 in the order. Klenny, a righty, deals to the righty, and Carlos Narvaez takes a strike. 0-1. Cyclones had a 1-0 lead, had a 3-2 lead, and we're tied at 3. Here comes the 0-1. Narvaez cuts and misses. Good heat there from Klenny at 92 for strike 2. Klenny working quickly, already set, deals. The pitch fouled away to the right side and out of play. So Acosta goes 3, gives up 3 runs, all earned on 3 hits. He walked 5 and struck out 2. Pitch caught on a missed ball in the dirt, and O'Neill applies the tag. So he lays it on Narvaez's back leg and throws it around the horn. First out recorded by Klenny. By the way, for Acosta, as far as walks, he ties his career high, which he set, you know, back in his glory days in 2019, his last full season of pitching. So first time he's really done that ever in his career. It's Torrealba. The righty takes a fastball strike at the knees at 94, 0-1. Tied at 3, bottom of the fourth inning. Base is empty, 1 away. Torrealba walked his first time. The pitch to him, caught on and missed. Nasty slider, bottom just fell out. Klenny turned a good one. And he jumps ahead yet again on a Renegades hitter. It's 0-2. Pitch. Swing and a shot the other way down the right field line, headed to the corner. Torrealba hits the bag at first, heads for second. McElwain fires it back into the infield. A one-out double down the right field line for Torrealba. And the Renegades have another man in scoring position. Klenny, I think, just threw that one exactly where he wanted to, and Torrealba swung late. He hit the ball well down the right field line. He just got started a little bit late. So if Klenny had maybe another 2 miles an hour of giddy, I'm not saying he did anything wrong, that thing might have been fouled on the right field side. But instead, runner at second base with one out. And this is the 9-hitter, Pat DeMarco, who popped out to the shortstop Wilmer Reyes his last time. Pitch in the dirt. Good stop by O'Neill for ball one. So Acosta and Blaine Abeda both exit. Cannot win, cannot lose. They'll take no decisions. Clenny pitching for the third time in 2022. He threw twice in that Jersey Shore series. Threw in the opener last Tuesday, and then game one of the doubleheader on Saturday. Pitch. So we're going to tap from the ground of the shortstop. Reyes to his left. He boots it. Goes right between his legs. Everybody is safe. Torrealba goes to third, and DeMarco safe at first. Should be an E6 on Wilmer, who has made now a couple of flubs this year at shortstop. And again, seeing him on turf, which is usually an easy spot for a fielder, that ball was a perfect hop. He had to go to his left a few, but just as typical and as a routine move as you'd see, got a great hop, belt high, went right through his legs. Here's Pereira. Now he takes a fastball strike that hits the outside corner, nothing and one. Cyclones have been messing with the bottom of the order too much tonight, way too much. Renegades can certainly make you pay. 0-1, misses north of the zone, one ball, one strike. Tied at three, bottom of the fourth. Runners at the corners, one out. Here's the 1-1, runner goes to second, pitch is caught on and missed, throw down to second, not in time, that's the only runner that moves. DeMarco slides in safely with a stolen base, and Torrealba stays at third. A lot of trickery from both sides with first and third situations tonight. Runner going down, double steal, this and that. Renegades just go with a straight DeMarco steal of second. So the pitch was strike two on Pereira. The infield creeps in now. 1-2 pitch. Pereira chases the ball in the dirt. O'Neill throws down to first in time for the out. And all the runners stay put. So Pereira's had a really off night. He is about as hot as it gets coming into the series. 13 for 33, but he has been neutralized three times tonight. And he's been neutralized twice with guys on base. That is very rare. Again, that's why you don't want to mess with the bottom of the order, because you got Pereira, who you took care of, and now Austin Wells, who's dynamite. Second and third for Wells. Pitch caught on and missed. Big swing for strike one. Austin, a lefty swinger out of Las Vegas, played his collegiate baseball at Arizona for the Wildcats. Been on twice tonight. The 0-1, swinging a foul back for strike two. Walked and scored in the first. Singled and scored in the third. So as problematic as it gets to face. Umpire Adam Clark jumps out from behind home plate to wave his hands as the chicken dance went on one beat too long. Two outs, 0-2, missed outside. Clenny missing with 95. Nolan, 25 years old, from NC State, signed to a minor league deal last June out of Independent Baseball. He's got great stuff. Pitch. Swinging a foul at the plate by Wells to stay alive. Second and third, can Clenny get out of it? Here's the pitch. Missed outside at 94. He struck out Narvaez, then double, E6. Cyclones had an early opportunity back in the third inning to maybe roll a double play. Couldn't do it. 2-2. Fouled away towards the Cyclones dugout third base side. So Wells stays alive. Austin sporting that Yankee mustache of the facial hair. You can't have anything on the chin or a beard or anything like that. So Austin gets what he can pick up. He also yanks up those pants to his knees to show off the long, deep, dark blue socks. 2-2 in the dirt. And Clenny trying to nibble. He got two by Wells. It's really tough to get all three. Austin is a tenacious hitter. McClenny being uber careful of him. By the way, Cooper Bowman is on deck. He's also been on twice, so you don't really want to mess around with him either. Two on, two out, 3-2 pitch. Cut on and miss, and he strikes out Wells. Nolan Clenny in and out of trouble. He strikes out three in the inning, but more importantly, strands him at second and third. No runs, a hit, an error, and two left. The error against Wilmer does not come back to hurt the Cyclones. Off to the fifth. We're tied at three from the Dutch. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering Baseball You Can Drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball You Can Drink. Every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
This is JT Schwartz and your Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones come to the plate at the top of the fifth inning at Dutchess Stadium under a night sky. It is crisp, crisp cold out there tonight. Tied at three, but a lot of action over the first three innings. And the last frame was the first straight inning where we had nothing. Nathan from either side. In the top of the fourth, Edgar Barkley allowed a single to Matt O'Neill, but then struck out Swazi, Jordan, and Reyes. And in the bottom of the fourth inning, Clenny got out of it, King, Narvaez, Pereira, and Wells. So here's Schwartz, lefty to lefty. Pitch from Edgar Barkley. Whistles over the outside corner at a slow 78 miles an hour for strike one. Schwartz a walk and a single tonight. It's going to be a walk and a strikeout tonight. Pitch cut on and fouled back for strike two. It's McElwain and Reyes, the guys that are sandwiched around Schwartz that have done some damage tonight. McElwain on deck, RBI single, hit by pitch. Barkley rocks into the wine, the 0-2. Strike three called. Schwartz took it all the way. Maybe just not seeing Barkley well tonight. Schwartz looking at strike three twice this evening. He came in pretty hot to start the series. So one down top of the fifth. This will bring up Brandon McElwain. We're tied at three. Yanks and Mets affiliates, first of six. McElwain, a good night tonight. He got hit his last time. First pitch to him. He yanks it foul down the left field line. It was definitely foul, but maybe by about a foot. You go down that left field line, you have the bullpen on the warning track. And it's 325 down the lines, maybe 285 feet down the line. That's where the mound is. And that ball landed between the mound and the chalk. So McElwain gave it a good ride, but foul. So nothing in one. He's back into the righty batter's box. McElwain gets the sign. Pitch. Caught on a miss for strike two. That was 91 from Edgar Barkley. So while he has lulled everybody to sleep tonight with the soft stuff, 91 probably has a lot of life to it. 0-2. Fastball in the inside corner. That was 92, and he froze McElwain. So not only has he got the first two guys on strikes, he's struck out five men in a row. And Brooklyn has not struck out this much. And again, coming into this series, the numbers are one thing, but the numbers are one thing until you face the Yankees affiliate, who you'll see more than anybody. And you just don't know until you play the games. Here's Gattis. Nick takes high and away for ball one. Tied at three, top of the fifth. Cyclones coming off a series where they had a whole ton of fun. Hudson Valley did not have much fun last week in Georgia. Next one to Nick. Misses inside for ball two. Cyclones have tied their season high with 10 punchies already. The 2-0. Gattis bangs it foul outside of third. Well, you deal with the Renegades. You're dealing with New York. You're dealing with the Yankees. You're dealing with the four main outcomes, or the three main outcomes, whatever you want to call it. Strikeout, walk, home run. And you see it on Hudson Valley's side. Their hitters strike out a ton. They struck out 13 times a game on average last week. Here comes the 2-1. Gattis swings through 79. Two balls, two strikes. So while that is one side of the coin, their pitchers are strikeout heavy. They have a lot of guys with a big strikeout rate. 2-2 to Gattis. Hit on the ground is short right at Bowman. He scoops it up between the cleats, up with it to first in time, inning over. Edgar Barkley has retired six Cyclones in a row. And after a clunky start from both sides on the mound, we have seen zeros in four of the past five half innings. Halfway through the ball game, it's 3-3 at the Dutch. Cyclones, Renegades tied on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Where there's baseball,
one pitch away from baseball history,
there's drama.
He has
a where there's baseball,
near the wall,
there's action.
He made a phenomenal catch.
And where there's baseball,
let's go live inside the park.
There's MLB Tonight. On MLB Network. Where there's baseball, all the time.
Unbelievable.
We've seen it time and time again.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
This is Warren Saunders, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Hudson Valley to the plate in a 3-3 tie. Keith Rad with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Nolan Clenny on for his second inning of relief. And he'll face Cooper Bowman, Tyler Hardman, and James Nelson. Heartbeat of the order, 3-4 and 5. And it was some magic trick to get out of what he did in the fourth. With one out, he gave up a double to Eduardo Torrealba. And Pat DeMarco reached on an E6. And you got second and third, one out, 3-3 on the road. And Clenny strikes out the two best hitters, arguably, of course, in the lineup, Pereira and Wells. Bowman's no slouch. He digs in to lead off the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to the righty, misses outside. One ball, no strikes. Bowman, RBI double to right center. Run scored in the first inning. Hudson Valley was down 1-0. Brooklyn had the lead. And it was Bowman and company get the lead right back. Here's the 1-0. Soft one crosses the inside corner. Breaking ball. One ball, one strike. Plenty set chest high. Here comes the pitch. And he pops the glove on the outside corner at 93. Good strike two. One-two offering. Missed down and in. Clenny trying to stay hot. He's, again, one of those guys that we saw last year. Pretty good stuff. You could tell it wasn't quite refined. And this year, just everybody's on a mission. 2-2. Chopper over the mound towards short. Reyes to his left. Fields chest high. Throws to first in time. That is the Wilmer Reyes we know. That E6 we saw an inning ago. Very head-scratching. So Wilmer takes care of out number one. Next week, by the way, we're taking on Bowling Green Tuesday through Sunday. You've got Taco Tuesday coming back at you when we return. But a couple of specialty nights along with those weekday specials will greet you through the turnstiles when you come back to Maimonides Park. Here's Tyler Hardman, a single and a walk tonight. Pitch. Righty swings, breaks his bat, hits it on the ground to short. Reyes over to his right, scoops it up, throws to first, got him again. Wilmer with two at short in the inning. You have Rom-Com Appreciation Day on Tuesday. So, of course, we'll talk about the Ryans, the famous Ryans, Ryan Phillippe, Ryan Gosling. You know those heartthrobs. Fellas will never admit it, but we're jealous, obviously. So we'll have that on Tuesday. Wednesday, of course, Weenie Wednesday, World Record Wednesday, but we throw in our first Bark in the Park in 2022. Here's James Nelson with two outs, tied at three. First pitch to him, he swings and fouls it back for strike one. Thursday night, we'll have the worst night ever. It will be absolutely awful. We invite you down. We really don't want to see you, but I guess we'll have it anyway. Awful night. 0-1 pitch, misses outside. One ball, one strike. Friday night, first fireworks night of the year. It's a Fri-yay with drink specials. Everybody runs the bases, and it's Boy Scout night. So a big Friday night. Saturday's going to be great, too. We've got a baseball you can drink and a Brett Beatty bobblehead. Very excited for the first bobblehead of the year, first 2,000 fans. 1-1. Nelson chops one to short. Reyes again. Wilmer has it. Throws to first in time. Wilmer gets all three and takes care of a trio of outs. A 1-2-3 inning thrown by Clenny. And just to wrap it up, Sunday, May 1st, it is our Sunday Family Fun Day. Back in Black t-shirt giveaway for the first 1,000 fans and our first Boozy Brunch. We're off to the 6th. It's our trivia inning when we get back tied at 3 from the Dutch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Jalen Palmer, Jose Peroza, Matt O'Neill due up for the Cyclones in the top of the 6th. The tie with Hudson Valley, 3 apiece. Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network, here with you all season long. Game 1 of our 6-game set. Clones, by the way, have won 4 games in a row and trying to stay hot. So Jalen Palmer will lead off. Edgar Barkley's been on one. Here's his first pitch. And Palmer swings and fouls it back to the right field seats for strike one. Barkley has retired 6 in a row. He was 5-for-5 in strikeouts there, and then he got Gattis to ground out. The 0-1. Soft one on the inside part of the plate. Palmer takes for strike two. It's our trivia inning, so top of the 6th, we'll ask you a question. Our Coney Convos trivia question. Barkley's 0-2, and Palmer strikes out. Boy, it is taking names right now for Edgar Barkley. One down in the 6th. So we got Mets and Yankees affiliates doing battle here. And if you go back to 2020, there was a game where the Mets and the Yankees played at Yankee Stadium during the COVID year. Of course, no fans. It was as nutty and as weird as it gets. Weird and one thing we'd like to all forget, but there was a memorable night at Yankee Stadium one night. Here's Peroza. He takes high for ball one. Yanks and the Mets playing a doubleheader, and in game two of a doubleheader, this Mets player hit a walk-off home run at Yankee Stadium. 1-0. Peroza takes high and away for ball two. Yes, a walk-off home run on the road at Yankee Stadium as the home team. Can you name that former Met? 2-0 to Peroza. Soft change, hits the glove in the outside corner at 77 miles an hour. 2 balls and a strike. Tied at three, top of the sixth. Base is empty, one away. The 2-1. Good fastball strike on the outside corner. Barkley is spinning it right now. Infield is back. Rosa awaits the 2-2. Backdoor breaking ball, chopper, foul territory. Picked up by Wells, and he applied the tag, but it was in foul territory. So Adam Clark waved his hands over his head, yelling foul, foul. So Peroza gets a second life. Barkley has his sign. Rocks and deals the 2-2 and misses outside. So again, 2020 Mets-Yanks, Yankee Stadium. Who for the Mets hit a walk-off home run at Yankee Stadium? First of its kind since 1899. 3-2 pitch. Peroza fouls it away. So jump on Twitter. Use the hashtag ConeyConvos. C-O-N-E-Y. C-O-N-V-O-S. You get it right, you get a shout-out in the bottom of the sixth. Payoff. Peroza hits a ground ball to the first baseman. Hardman comes down, charges, fields, and runs into the pillow himself for the out. Three unassisted, and now eight in a row set down by Edgar Barkley. We're tied at three. It was all runs all the time in the first hour of this game. All of the runs were scored in the first three innings. And if we see another zero posted in the sixth, it'll be three innings in a row with nothing. Here's Matt O'Neill up there with a two-tone bat. He takes outside for ball one. He's got kind of a burgundy, reddish-brownish barrel and a true wood-colored handle that he grips with two bright white batting gloves. 1-0. Takes one down and in for ball two. Now, this is something I'd like to see. This will really mess with my head. Barkley is just cruising, and Matt O'Neill, the king of the walk, in a 2-0 count. Here's a pitch. And there's the strike. O'Neill finally picked up his first base hit of the season at a single up the gut. That was against Barkley back in the fourth, so Edgar has spun all the way back around to the top man he's faced. 2-1. O'Neill drives it to right field over the first baseman's head. Base hit in front of DeMarco. Matt looking for two, stops as a good throw comes in from right field. But O'Neill having a hot day. It's his first multi-hit night of the year. And he's on base with two outs, setting something up for Joe Swazi. Tied at three, top of the sixth. Swazi in for his third at bat. He doubled in the second and then struck out looking against Barkley in the fourth. So take two against the guy at a Cal State Bakersfield. Here's the pitch. Swazi cuts and misses. Behind at 91. No balls and a strike. There's three flags out in right field. The tall middle one, the American flag, all blowing out to the outfield. So out to right center and center field. Here's the 0-1. Caught on a miss. Swazi climbing the ladder high and away for strike two. That was 92 miles an hour. So O'Neill takes a striding lead off first, held on by Hardman. Two strikes, two outs, top six, tied at three. Barkley's been nasty tonight. Here's his pitch. And Swazi strikes out. 92 on the outside corner. And he blew right through Swazi's bat. No runs, one hit, one left. Middle of six, tied at three still. Cyclones and Renegades. The answer to our trivia question, who hit that walk-off home run? I want to know next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's two for five tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp,
crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
This is Tanner Murphy, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Last of the sixth from the Dutch on a cold, cold Tuesday night. They'll all be cold nights this week up here. Of course, it'll be red hot, piping hot when the Cyclones are back here later on in the summer. But we're tied at three into the bottom of the sixth inning on the Cyclones Radio Network. And in the frame, Nolan Klenny, who's on for his third inning of really dynamite relief. He'll face Aldenys Sanchez, Carlos Narvaez, and Eduardo Torrealba. So Sanchez trotting in. He is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout to right. Klenny set chest high. Pitch. Breaking ball strike at the knees. I don't think Sanchez liked that call, but it's nothing and one. O'Neill sets up right down the chute. Pitch. Just missed outside. One ball, one strike. So asked you about a crazy walk-off home run hit by which Met at Yankee Stadium, 2020. Pitch to Sanchez, misses in tight for ball two. And the answer is former Brooklyn Cyclone Ahmed Rosario. Remember that crazy night? Hit a walk-off against Aroldis Chapman. 2-1. Swinging a chopper foul off to the Cyclones' dugout third base side. Now, two correct answers. Nick DeLuca, a friend of the show. Broadcast assistant for this year. We'll hear him coming up pretty soon. He got it right. 2-2 pitch on the ground of the second baseman, Peroza, to his left. He slides, knocks it down, recovers, and throws to first in time. Peroza, fleet feet over there at second base, got to it, hung with it, and gets the 4-3 put out. The other answer with the hashtag Coney Combos is David Pecoraro, the wolf howling in with Ahmed Rosario. So much weird about 2020. It was a walk-off at Yankee Stadium. The Mets were in road uniforms. It was a 7-inning game. A lot of wacky. Here's Narvaez. First pitch to him. He spanks it foul to the right for strike one. We're tied at three, bottom of the sixth. Base is empty, one out. Narvaez DHing tonight. He has walked and struck out. Pitch. Missed high and in. One ball, one strike. Now, there was another weird moment about that game. Is that the Mets are the home team. It was a COVID rescheduling. And the hype video actually played first. That was a Mets hype video. 1-1 to Narvaez. He swings and drills one down the left field line. It's a line drive home run tucked inside the pole. Narvaez, his first of 2022, got out in a hurry. And he gives the Gades a 4-3 lead in the sixth. Good piece by Narvaez. He swung. Gave it a look, made sure it stayed fair, and almost shoulder-to-shoulder with Adam Clark, the home plate umpire, saw it sail over the fence down the line. And Clark gave the push, the point, fair ball, long ball gone, and it's 4-3 Yankees affiliate. Here's Torrealba, plenty deals. The pitch is hit to the second baseman, Peroza, a three-hopper to Jose. He fields and fires in time for out number two. So frustration for Nolan Klenny because he's really been throwing the ball well. That first inning, he gave up a double, and that was about it. The other issue that he ran into was because of an E6. It was a ground ball that he induced, so not his fault. So looking to get out of it, keep it a one-run game. The offense has been all right on the Cyclone side. Here's DeMarco. He swings, first pitch, pops it up. Foul territory, first base side. Schwartz over, and on the warning track, he makes the catch. So a fairly brief inning, but, boy, a tough one for Klenny as Carlos Narvaez goes deep line drive home run down the left field line to give the Renegades a one-run cushion. Congrats to our trivia question respondents. You could be one, too, with the hashtag Coney Combos. Off to the seventh, Cyclones now three outs to work with, trailing 4-3 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Nothing says history quite like Brooklyn. From Robinson to Koufax, this city has seen some miraculous moments. Now, it's your turn to get in on the action with World Record Wednesday. Every Cyclones Wednesday home game, we write more Brooklyn history by setting a world record. From the most people simultaneously tying their shoes to setting the mark for the largest air drum ensemble, your trip to the ballpark will be legendary. World Record Wednesday, take your place in history.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
I'm in for Hudson Valley, and that might be the best news of the night so far for the Cyclones, who now trail 4-3. So the Renegades make a call to the bullpen. Edgar Barkley's night is done after three scoreless with seven punchies, and it's Wellington Diaz dealing with Rowdy Jordan. The switch hitter batting left takes a first pitch strike at 94. So Diaz at a Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Quick herky-jerky windup, and his next pitch, backdoor slider, missed down low. One ball, one strike. Game number four for the Renegade. Two innings so far in three games. Pitch, down and out. Two balls and a strike. So it's Jordan, Reyes, and Schwartz. Cyclones nine outs to work with, chasing one. They've held a couple of different leads tonight. They've erased a few deficits. Diaz kicks and deals the 2-1. And Jordan tied up, rips the swing down and in, and misses 2-2. Rowdy, a good night, walk, RBI, and a run scored. Diaz pitched twice in that Rome series, last throwing on Saturday. Nods at the sign, here comes the 2-2, and Jordan takes strike three. 94, top corner of the zone on the outside edge. Cyclones are striking out like no other tonight. They're going to set the single game high for this year. And again, that's what you get against the Renegades. Yankees affiliates, they want their minor leaguers to just eliminate you completely. Here's Reyes, and the righty takes a breaking ball strike. Diaz, by the way, on the bump is a pretty tall guy, about 6'5", 220 pounds. 4-3 Renegades, pitch. Reyes shows bunt and pushes right through that. Not a competitive bunt attempt by Wilmer, and he takes strike two. In fact, Luis Rivera's hands tied behind his back down to third baseline. Probably didn't like that. Diaz kicks and deals, and Reyes pops one in the sky towards shallow right center. DeMarco comes on and makes the running catch in towards the infield. So Barkley now to Diaz. Cyclones are really facing some guys that can get outs. And against Jersey Shore, we've talked about it a ton. You can get to that bullpen, and Brooklyn certainly did, winning 5-6. They lose a lead, face a new guy, and get the runs back. With the Renegades and the Yankees affiliates, always much harder and a lot different. Here's Schwartz. He takes down and in at the knees for a called strike, and he didn't love that call. JT walked his first time up and has struck out looking in back-to-back at-bats. Diaz, the righty, whips the next one home. that misses downstairs for ball one. Wellington with a pretty swift pace about him. He just catches and goes. Here he comes again, 1-1. JT takes a backdoor slider at 85 for strike two. I just don't know if JT can see very well tonight. First night, first game ever at this ballpark. Here comes the 1-2, and that's down and away. Now, again, I have no idea, and I don't mean to speak out of turn, but I'm just kind of guessing because I've seen JT now play over this first nine games, and I've not seen him take this many pitches, especially taking strike three back-to-back times. First time in a new place, always a little different. 2-2. Backdoor slider just missed. Second baseman Eduardo Torrealba was headed to that first base dugout, and he goes right back to his spot. It is 3-2. Brooklyn down by a run, top of the seventh, two outs, bases empty. Payoff. Schwartz fouls it off his foot, hobbles around as that one rolls towards the Brooklyn dugout. And JT now out of the batter's box. Outside the batting circle, goes down into a crouch. Again, it's a cold night. We've seen catchers get hit with foul tips. We've seen Brandon McElwain get hit in the back. And Schwartz just fouled that one off his front foot. He's got a shin guard on it. But it's still a cold night. Everything feels numb. So he's slowly back in. This is interesting, though, because they didn't start the batting clock, the pitch clock, when he took his time. Here comes a 3-2 again, and Schwartz fouls it back. Got jammed up and in at 94. Diaz last year spent the entire year 27 relief appearances with Low A Tampa. Struck out 53 in 38 innings. Another 3-2. And Schwartz rips a ground ball to the right side. Diving stop by Hardman, the first baseman, to his feet. Flips to Diaz, covering in time. That one had eyes. It was destined for right field, but Hardman came flying over, dove, and made a great play. 3-1 put out, and the inning comes to an end. Middle of seven, Renegades lead 4-3 at the Dutch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app, or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Coliseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Coliseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColiseoRistorante.com.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's two for five tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
Bottom of the seventh inning at the Dutch in Wappingers Falls, where Hudson Valley, the Yankees affiliate, leading the Mets affiliate 4-3. Cyclones bring in a new arm. It's a second Baikal Cadillac car to the bullpen. And it's right-hander Colby Morris. Nolan Clenny really was terrific tonight. Made that one mistake. Gave up the solo home run last inning to Carlos Narvaez. And it really was a mistake because Clenny was just going out after out after out. Pace was good. The problem with the shot by Narvaez was out of the stadium as fast as Clenny was working. So it'll be Colby Morris to face Pereira, Wells, and Bowman. Righty-lefty-righty against the California kid, Colby Morris. Pitch. Swinging a high pop-up. Foul towards the seats, third base side, and out of play, nothing in one. Morris, I mentioned it a little bit earlier in the game if you're with us. He's been on the shelf for about 5 days, so a lot of rest in between appearances for Colby. Good to get him back out there again, get him warm. Pitch, good soft change, caught on a miss by Pereira for strike two. Colby on Wednesday night threw two scoreless against Jersey Shore. He's another guy that's back here again this year. Pitch. Fouled back over our heads and out towards the front gates of the Dutch. Stays 0-2. So on the Cyclone side tonight, Dyson Acosta. Three runs allowed over three innings. Clenny gave up one over three. 0-2 again. Missed outside. Clenny officially. Three runs, two hits. Excuse me. Three innings, two hits, one run, no walks, three Ks. 1-2. Strike three called. High outside corner. Pereira's not going to like that. And I tell you what, I'm with him. But if that's what Adam Clark is calling, that's what he's calling. And I don't mean to sound like a homer. Cyclones were called with something similar. That was Rowdy Jordan in the top of the inning. He got the hook on a pitch right on the black, high outside corner. A pitch that these days feels really high. Here's Wells. He takes a slow breaking ball outside, 1-0. Check in on the scoreboard in the league as everybody gets later and later into the evening. Top of the ninth inning in Greensboro. Aberdeen leads 8-6. Pitch to Wells, hits the outside corner, strike one. So again, Aberdeen wins, Cyclones lose. Aberdeen will be in first place. It is game 10, I know. But Clones, I have to tell you, are up there, tied for first. Pitch. Morris misses off the plate to the lefty. Two balls and a strike. Wilmington also in our division at 5-4, trailing Hickory 6-5 in the bottom of the seventh at home. 2-1 to Wells is in there for a strike, 2-2. Jersey Shore, they're fighting like heck. They scored five runs in the bottom of the first inning and are down 6-5 in the bottom of the seventh. They can't buy a break. 2-2. Wells rips another one up the middle base hit. Austin Wells is a hitting machine, and the thing is, the Yankees know it. They really do know it. They just, if there's no room for you at Double A, they'd rather you get at bats down here than have to split time with Josh Breaux up there. That's just what it is, and it's unfair to Austin Wells, but that's it. It's a logjam. So one on, one out. Renegades lead 4-3, bottom of the seventh inning. Here's Cooper Bowman. Renegades looking for some insurance. Pitch. Fastball strike at 89. That's what Morris comes in at. Nothing in one. And final couple of scores to give you. Bowling Green tie with Rome in the top of the sixth at 4. Pitch. Ripped on the ground to third. Could be two. Gattis inhales it. Throws to second one. Perosa to first. Not in time. And Bowman just too swift. Cyclones went as fast as they could. Put out at second, goes 5-4, but it's the second out in the inning. So Bowling Green, Rome tied at 4, top of the sixth. Bottom of the seventh, Greenville and Winston-Salem are tied at 4 as well. So really right now you have the Cyclones, Aberdeen, and Bowling Green ahead of the pack. Everybody else 5-4, 4-5, 3-6, that kind of thing. Here's Hardman with two outs. And the tall righty batter takes upstairs for ball one. Just after 9 o'clock, and you can feel the temps sinking even more. It is getting colder by the hour at the Dutch. The 1-0, Hardman takes a letter-high fastball strike inside edge at 88. One ball, one strike. Renegade 6 hits, Brooklyn 5. Pitch. Caught on a miss. 79 miles an hour. Morris just pulled the string on that one. Bottom fell out. Hardman swung over the top. One ball, two strikes. Morris kicks and fires. Pitch fouled back. Colby has that herky-jerky windup. High kick. He leans back. And those long limbs extend. The glove pointing towards the catcher. The throwing arm pointing to the outfield. And then everything yo-yoing to the plate. Set again, 1-2. Pitch popped up and fouled into the night sky down the first base side. Brooklyn, by the way, if you're thinking a little bit ahead, they'll have McIlwain, Gaddis, and Palmer, 4, 5, and 6 due up. And again, 6 outs to work with. Morris hunting, spins and throws to first, and Bowman dives back in. Be interested to see if the Yankees affiliate this year will be hopping. Something I've never thought I'd ever see in my life. They were telling and training their players to hop into their leads at first. Next pitch to Hardman, fouled away again. And the reason they're doing that, I haven't seen it too much tonight, but last year there was a rule in high A that the pitcher had to completely disengage from the rubber before throwing over to first. 1-2. Way inside. Hardman kind of squirms his body out of the way and contorts to avoid that one. So they were training their players to hop just so that they could get the pitchers to balk. There were a lot of balks last year because of that rule. It's a rule that didn't really stick. Nobody really liked it. 2-2. Missed off the plate. So now Hardman has a full count. And Morris, who's been really using that pace to his advantage, going quick, now has to come in with a good one. Doesn't want to make it too good because Hardman can hit it out. 4-3 Renegades. 3-2 pitch. Fouled away. So they did it through the first half of last year. Imagine you're a righty pitcher. You got your foot on the rubber with a runner at first base. You know, normally you can kind of just lift that back foot on the rubber and turn the foot. And you can throw over. It's kind of a hack. 3-2. Strike three call got him looking. Morris puts him away. Puts his glove up to his face, shouts something beautiful, whatever it was, and runs off the field. No runs, one hit, and one left. We're off to the eighth. It's a 4-3 Renegades lead. The Clones have some work to do, running out of time on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code CYCLONES at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Top of the eighth inning, Brooklyn to the plate, trailing Hudson Valley 4-3. It is a cold April night at Dutchess Stadium. This is the Renegades' home opener in 2022. And I haven't really peeked out of my window tonight too much because I'm kind of frozen in this human ball that I've created for myself of warmth. I don't really want to lean out the window and let you know how many fans are here, but they're out there somewhere. It's not a bad crowd for a 43-degree night in April. So here's Brandon McIlwain, who is braver than the rest of us with no batting gloves. Pitch. He swings, hits a sharp ground ball to third. Inhaled by James Nelson. The long, accurate throw to first in time. One pitch, one out. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't for McIlwain. He loves to swing at that first pitch. This time he grounds out. We go back to Sunday's game. He jumped all over Christian McGowan and hit a long home run over the scoreboard in left center field. So five outs to go. Brooklyn down 4-3. And here is the righty Nick Gattis. With those bright red batting gloves, he takes 84 on the outside corner for strike one. Wellington Diaz working from the third base side of the rubber. Taps his feet, high kick, pitch. Gattis swings and sends this one to Nelson again at third. James just going to work, throws across in time. Two down. Nelson not too shabby over at third base. Here's Jalen Palmer, who struck out three times tonight in his first game back. Again, was just day-to-day, got banged up, hit by a pitch, just sore. No real concern. Here's the pitch from Diaz, and the slider sweeps over the outside corner, nothing in one. Clones down 4-3 in the eighth. Diaz sizzling right now. Here's the 0-1. Palmer swings, lifts it foul down the right field side. Nothing in two. Diaz and Wells working hand in hand. Pitch. Strike three called top of the zone outside corner. Again, it's been there all night. Adam Clark's been calling it like that. It's been fair. And Palmer takes strike three. He struck out four times tonight. And Brooklyn puts the bat on the ball a little bit, but can do nothing. Bottom of the eighth. Hudson Valley leading Brooklyn 4-3 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
This is Rowdy Jordan, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Colby Morris continuing on, bottom of the eighth, trying to keep things where they are. 4-3 lead for the Renegades against the Cyclones. And Morris, who faced four in a scoreless seventh, will face Nelson, Sanchez, and Narvaez. 5, 6, and 7. Game one of six at the Dutch this week. Game one of 30 between the Cyclones and the Hudson Valley Renegades in 2022. Keith Rand with you tonight on a rigid night. Rich Zolzer, who is the vice president of the Renegades and the PA announcer, told everybody today to dress for football and get ready for baseball, which is apropos. So Morris leaning in for the sign, arm dangling at his right, gets the sign, stands tall and deals, and misses high and into Nelson for ball one. Take you through the Mets affiliate scoreboard in the bottom of the eighth inning. We'll have it for you again in the post game as well. Just give you a quick update. 1-0, cut on and missed by Nelson. One ball, one strike. Triple-A Syracuse washed out with Worcester. They'll play two tomorrow. Double-A Binghamton walked off against in the bottom of the ninth inning at Portland, 6-5. Pitch to Nelson, cut on and missed. Morris jumping in front, 1-2. Ronnie Mauricio again, three doubles tonight. Pitch, fouled away. St. Lucie upended by Jupiter, so they, like the Cyclones, have been off to a good start. They lost 4-1 tonight. Dom Hamill gave up three runs in 4 2/3. Not too bad, but only one run of offense. Pitch. Nelson sprays it foul down the right field side and out of play. Morris working quickly. His 1-2. Missed outside. Nelson leaned over but kept the bat back. Didn't swing. Two balls, two strikes. Mets right now leading San Francisco, top of the sixth, 3-0. And Max Scherzer throwing a no-no. 2-2 pitch is fouled away. I wonder if the Brooklyn guy saying it jinxes it from miles and miles away. I guess we'll find out in the next pitch. But Mad Max has struck out 9 over 5 2/3. 2-2, high and outside. So the count full on the leadoff man in the bottom of the eighth. Renegades leading Brooklyn 4-3. Nelson 0-3 tonight. Pitch inside. So Morris had him and lost him. And Nelson walks. So here's Aldenny Sanchez. First pitch to the righty, misses a little bit tall. One ball, no strikes. 4-3 lead for the Renegades. Nobody out, runner at first. Morris trying to keep it where it is. Pitch. That's high, ball two. By the way, some moves today on the Hudson Valley side. They put, again, Trey Sweeney, their top five prospect, on the seven-day IL. Brought Nelson down and brought a kid named Christian Perez down from AAA. Next pitch to Sanchez is fouled back. 2-1. They have a ton of people on the injured list, including TJ Sikema, who Cyclones faced many years ago in Staten Island when that was a thing. And he's back from injury, but he's a little banged up. 2-1. Just missed outside. Ball three. Close pitch. So we do have an idea of who will pitch tomorrow and Thursday, but not quite sure about Friday and Saturday on the Renegade side. Brooklyn is pretty much shored up with its rotation for the week. 3-1. In the dirt. Morris has coughed up back-to-back bases on balls. So you've got David Griffin tomorrow going for Brooklyn. Matt Sauer, a really good right-handed pitcher, going for the Renegades. Then they'll throw out Will Warren on Thursday against Junior Santos. And Brooklyn will have Jose Chacin on Friday. He's been lights out. Carlos Ocampo on Saturday. And Garrison Bryant making the start on Sunday. So I know a lot of Cyclones fans do plan trips up here a lot. We just get some Mets and Cyclones fans in the house. So you've got Griffin, Santos, Chacin, Ocampo, and Bryant all week. 4-3 lead for Hudson Valley. They're hitting in the bottom of the eighth. First and second, nobody out. Dangerous territory. Here's Narvaez. He homered his last time, and he takes a strike on the inner half. Nothing and one. Brooklyn has a right-hander up in the pen. They do not want to use him. They want Morris to get through this eighth inning. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut by Narvaez. Strike two. I'll put your managerial hat on. If you are going to lose this game, you don't have to pitch the bottom of the ninth. I don't want to waste another arm. 0-2. Down the right field line it goes. McElwain gives it a look, but it's foul. Drops right in front of the Hudson Valley bullpen mound down the right field line. Another 0-2. Swinging a ground ball to short, fielded by Reyes. Go to second one. Peroza turned to first. Got it. Double play again for the Cyclones. They have not turned many double plays this season. Have turned some biggies tonight. It's the third turn. They could have had four tonight as well. So it's a 6-4-3 DP. On the play, Nelson goes from second to third. So Morris is now an out away. And the Renegades are 90 feet away from more insurance. Here's Torrey Alba. Pitch. Hits the glove on the outside corner. Nothing and one. I actually looked this up today. The Cyclones, four double plays in nine games. And then three tonight out of nowhere. 0-1. Pitch is ripped towards the middle and down. Base hit center field. Nelson walks across home plate, and it's 5-3 Renegades. 0-1 pitch just left out over the plate. Torrey Alba just put enough of a swing on it to drive it up the middle. So Morris can't quite get out of it, even with two outs. And the Renegades tack on an extra run. So Brooklyn now chasing two with three outs to go. Here's Pat DeMarco, 0-3. Torrey Alba off first. Pitch, swinging a high pop-up towards second base. Peroza over into shallow right, two hands up, and he hauls it in to wrap up the inning. That we'll see. The Renegades do end one on one hit, two walks, and one left. 5-3 Hudson Valley to the ninth. It is a two-run lead. Clones are behind. Back after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Chance dance for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Top of the ninth, chasing two. Hudson Valley, the Yankees affiliate, leads 5-3. Keith Brad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Renegades go to the bullpen for one of the closers in the organization. It is right-hander Carson Coleman, undrafted free agent signing from 2020, who pitched at Kentucky. Last year was one of the door closers for the low-A Tampa Tarpons. And so he is the guy that stands in the way of Brooklyn. So Carson Coleman will face Jose Peroza in the bottom three in the order. First pitch missed outside at a little old 97. So good heat coming out of the pen for Coleman, who hasn't pitched since the middle of last week. Next toss is outside. Two balls and no strikes. So Wellington Diaz pitched a pretty swift two scoreless innings. Here comes the 2-0. And Peroza takes a two-seamer at the top of the zone at 95 for strike one. Diaz, two flat. No hits, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts. 2-1. On the outside corner, he's pouring it in there. That was at 96. Two balls, two strikes. So far, all heat. See what he drops Peroza in here, 2-2. Here it comes. And it's down low at 96. Three balls, two strikes. Peroza, O'Neill, and Swazi. Payoff. Peroza hits a jam job down the right field line into right field between Hardman and the foul line. Peroza will stay at first with a lucky thank you single. Got jammed and just fisted it down the right field line. Was very similar to an Eduardo Torrealba's single earlier in the game against Nolan Clenny, where he just swung late and it worked out for him down the corner. This time Peroza got lucky. Didn't break his bat and comes up with a single to right field. So here's Matt O'Neill. Tying run is at the plate officially in the top of the ninth. Pitch. Across the outside corner for strike one. A lot of run to this kid's fastball. I can see it. I'm sitting right behind the umpire. Straight line. And this ball moves back over the plate. There comes the 0-1. Front door breaker. Missed inside. So that's the first off speed we've seen from Carson Coleman. Got a little bit of a sideways break, about a 9-3 break. Here's the 1-1, and that's right down the chute at 95. So back to the hard stuff. O'Neill has actually been hot tonight. Two hits in three plate appearances. Broken down two. Nobody out. Peroza off first. The 1-2. O'Neill cuts and misses. Just overpowered. Coleman blew it by him at 95, and O'Neill actually gives a glance at the board out in left center as he tucks his bat in his pocket and heads back to the dugout. So here comes Swazi, and then Rowdy Jordan on deck. Swazi tonight a double and two strikeouts. Pitch. Strike at the top of the zone on the outside corner, nothing and one. So far, 99% fastballs, one slider from Carson Coleman. Peroza leads off first, the 0-1. Swazi swings and fouls off the breaker. Strike two. You'd love to get rid of the double play to end the game potentially, but there's no reason to put Peroza in motion. You're down two, not down one. And now Swazi says after he steps in the box, he's got something in his eye. And it's a little bit panic mode when that does happen because that pitch clock is counting down. You got to get approval first before you can get out of the box. So back out and quickly back in. 0-2. Waves his bat. Coleman delivers and misses low. Now talking to some guys on the team about, you know, does this pitch clock help the hitters, help the pitchers? If a guy on the mound is really in rhythm and you're on the plate, it stinks for you as a hitter. 1-2. Just missed outside. As close a take as it gets for Swazi. 2-2. That was a 50-50 call right there from Adam Clark. He won't let that one go again. 2-2 coming. Swinging a chopper up the third baseline, foul. Now you're in the box, guys pumping in just straight heat. And he's kind of quick pitching you. It is no fun. And you can't really step out of the box. That clock is counting down on you quick. Broken down 5-3, top of the ninth. One on, one out. 2-2 on Swazi. Here's the pitch. Way outside at 95. Brooklyn does have its bullpen up just in case Cyclones can tie or take the lead. Brooklyn on a four-game winning streak, trying to keep it alive. Payoff pitch. Downstairs, ball four. Goodness gracious. Swazi took some of the closest pitches you'll ever did see. And he somehow sneaks by and gets to first base. Now, these teams have metrics that they'll see after the game. So they'll know the exact percentage that each pitch. Okay, here's this pitch in this location. What percentage is this a strike, and what does Trackman or Hawkeye say? So they'll know. So I tell you what, Swazi with a great job just to get on. First and second, one out. Brooklyn with some life. Ninth inning. Rowdy Jordan, switch hitter batting left. His best side we've seen. Coleman delivers. Jordan takes it right down the chute. Nothing and one. Jordan, back-to-back strikeouts his last two times up. He has walked, scored, and driven in a run. That was the early part of the game. Peroza off second. 0-1. Jordan swings late behind 95 for strike two. So Peroza again at second. Swazi at first. 9:30 at the Dutch. On a cold Tuesday night. Brooklyn with some late life. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Jordan just overpowered again. So Carson Coleman blew it by O'Neill and blew it by Jordan. And now Wilmer Reyes, who's never really too shy of velocity, digs in the righty batter's box. I actually heard this a long time ago from an old Cincinnati Reds coach. Said a lot of Dominican kids, which is what Wilmer is from, can handle heat. They really do train them well. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball. So he sees the soft one first for a strike. So Wilmer tonight is an RBI single, is 1-for-4. He and the Cyclones are down to their final out. The 0-1. Wilmer, jam job, floats it foul down the right field side. About 25 feet out of play. So quickly, it's 0-2. That was 95 in on Reyes' hands. I don't know why that thought popped into my head, but it at least is maybe one on the Reyes side taking on 95 miles an hour. The 0-2. Wilmer flies it foul again to the right. That was 96 from Carson Coleman. He was drafted in 19 by the Tampa Bay Rays in the 33rd round and decided to go back to Kentucky and try again. And, of course, in 2020, he wasn't going to get drafted in the top five rounds, not going to get drafted at all. Brooklyn down to its final strike, down by two. Two on, two out, pitch. Strike three called. Outside corner, Reyes takes strike three to end the game. In the ninth, no runs, one hit, a walk, and two left. Brooklyn threatens, but does not score, and the four-game winning streak comes to an end. Hudson Valley takes the opener, 5-3. We'll be back with our post-game show and a look at the scoreboard when we get back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Here we go. Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
What's more Coney Island than a hot dog or a ball game? Or you know what? Why not both? Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday at Maimonides Park. All Cyclones Wednesday home games will offer 2-for-1 hot dogs and discounted kosher dogs. Celebrate the dog days of summer with a delicious Coney Island hot dog and Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. That's 2-for-1 hot dogs on Weenie Wednesday.
I'm back in New York. I'm back.
Renegades take the opener of this six-game series, 5-3, back here at Dutchess Stadium in Wappingers Falls, New York. Keith Wright with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network for our post-game show. It's a little bit different. You play Wilmington, you play Jersey Shore, but you really don't kind of see the teeth of any of these teams until you see the Renegades because they just do it a little bit differently. They do it the old Yankee classic way, power pitching and power hitting. And tonight they struck out the Cyclones a good amount, and it was a home run that played the difference. So we'll give you the totals. Hudson Valley wins 5-3. They go 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They left 7 men aboard. Brooklyn pitching did as best as it could, considering. Cyclones, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They left 8 men on base. The win, well, they see who they give it to. It should be to Wellington Diaz. The loss to Nolan Klenny for giving up that home run. And the save, Carson Coleman picking it up for Hudson Valley. Time of the game, 2 hours and 31 minutes, and the crowd, 2,027. I'll tell you what, the way the first inning and a half, two innings started, I didn't think we were going to get out of here in 2-something, and we did, 2:31. I tell you, this pitch clock really is making a massive, massive difference. So go back and recap this game that began at 7:02. It was Dyson Acosta against Blaine Abeda, and the Cyclones jumped on board in the first. Rowdy Jordan walked, moved over, and came around to score in a Brandon McIlwain RBI single. Brooklyn off to a great start, but Hudson Valley in the bottom of the second against Acosta came up big. Cooper Bowman ripped an RBI double to right center. James Nelson drove in a run, and before he could blink, Hudson Valley was back on the board and took a 2-1 lead. And the Clones came right back. A one-out reach for Matt O'Neill on an E5. Joe Swazi ripped a double down the left field line to set up second and third. Rowdy Jordan and Wilmer Reyes back-to-back RBI hits to make it 3-2. And the Cyclones held for a little while. Acosta posted a goose egg in the bottom of the second inning, getting help from a double play ball, but coughed it all up there in the bottom of the third inning, maybe in there a little bit too long. So bottom three, it was Brooklyn ahead 3-2, and that's when Hudson Valley struck for its one run in the bottom of the third when Nelson ground into a double play, which brought in Austin Wells to tie the game. Not 3 runs there in the bottom of the third, just 1 run. And then in the sixth, that's when that 3-3 tie was broken open. We'd gotten into the bullpens by then. Nolan Klenny was great. Edgar Barkley was terrific. And Barkley just a little bit better because Carlos Narvaez in the sixth with 1 out yanked a line drive home run over the gray wall and left to make it 4-3. And at the bottom of the eighth inning, though, it ended up not really mattering. Maybe the weight of the situation made the difference. But Eduardo Torrealba's 2-out RBI single to make a 4-3 game, 5-3, made it a little bit different for the Cyclones going into the top of the ninth. They would get 2 men on with 1 out. But back-to-back strikeouts of Rowdy Jordan and Wilmer Reyes and Carson Coleman locked the door. You go into the ninth, you're up 4-3, you get one guy on, maybe you pinch run, move into scoring position, maybe it changes. So I will say the Torrealba RBI single up the middle did kind of make a big mess for the Cyclones, who lose this one 5-3. And they drop to 6-4, snap the 4-game winning streak. Hudson Valley gets back to 500 at 5-5. Take a look at the scoreboard in and around the league tonight. Aberdeen, they'll go to first place. So they're 7-3. They're up there by themselves now. They were tied with Brooklyn coming into the day. They win 8-6 over Greensboro. Wilmington, bottom of the eighth inning, trailing Hickory 6-5. Jersey Shore now back in front 7-6, looking for the final 3 outs to close the door against Asheville. By the way, both teams entering that series 1-8. Not fun through the first 9 games. Greenville 5, Winston-Salem 4, bottom of the ninth inning in South Carolina. And tied at 4, bottom of the 8th in Bowling Green. It's the Hot Rods and the Roan Braves all tied at 0. In the Mets affiliate circuit tonight, mentioned AAA Syracuse washed out. They'll play a pair tomorrow against Worcester. AA Bingo was walked off against in Portland 6-5. And Low A St. Lucie, who was so hot, 7-2, lost to Jupiter. And their bats kept quiet for the first time really all season with a 4-3 loss. Meanwhile, the Mets, he's playing 2-2 against San Francisco, a walk-off winner in Game 1, 5-4. Max Scherzer was working on a no-hit bid there for a little while in Game 2. Right now, the Mets leading San Francisco 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. So, final thing, we'll look ahead to tomorrow, a 7:05 first pitch. David Griffin against Matt Sauer for Hudson Valley. 7:05 first pitch, 6:45 pregame show at BrooklynCyclones.com. That does it from the Dutch. First of 30 between these two teams, Hudson Valley 5 and Brooklyn 3. My name is Keith Rad on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network, and as always, we'll see you at the next one.